news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Chuck Schumer cries uncle.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country, to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
The Senate Minority Leader's declaration ahead of a Senate vote today on a Republican stopgap spending bill to keep the government going through the end of September. Democrats had threatened to block the GOP bill. That would have brought on a partial government shutdown. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent applauding Republicans for standing together for the good of the economy, the good of the country.
We have had incredible Republican unity this since January 20th. And the fact that the Democrats are in disarray, flailing.
To avoid a government shutdown, the Senate faces a midnight deadline to approve the spending bill, a continuing resolution in legislative parlance. The Trump administration expected to appeal a federal judge's ruling ordering the rehiring of probationary employees laid off from a half dozen agencies. The administration works on trimming the size and the cost of government. A dozen people suffered minor injuries after an American Airlines plane made an emergency landing at Denver International Airport yesterday afternoon. An engine caught fire. More than 2,000 jobs worldwide being cut by Johns Hopkins University follows a loss of $800 million in funding by USAID. Will Russia go along with the U.S. brokered ceasefire for Ukraine?
So far, President Trump has kind of stayed in line with the saying that the ball's in Russia's court, and now we're still waiting to see what happens.
The BBC's Marilyn Thomas. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher so far, and Dow futures are up 222 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 197. The S&P futures 43 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive Note. If you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
Five.
Good morning. Friday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. About 100% of his voice is back. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. At least some of it's here anyway. Heads up, if you're traveling in South Baltimore this morning, Fairfield overnight, there was a train derailment. They're going to try to keep most of the roadways open, but it's very close to Frank First Avenue and the ramp from 895 at Child Street. So 895 is open, but the ramp traffic there and traffic in Fairfield could have at least some delays as they work on that. Overnight, there was an accident with some wire down Howard County, Folly Quarter Road, right before Frederick Road. City police about 10 minutes ago went out to a wreck at Cold Spring Lane at Roland Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy skies for us here this morning as we start off our Friday. They'll break up, give way to sunshine this afternoon. It'll be cool, middle to upper 50s this afternoon. Clouds return tonight, middle to upper 40s. Cloudy and milder for us on Saturday. Low 60s tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 41 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 46. On Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A federal judge in Maryland is ordering thousands of fired government employees to be reinstated. Yesterday evening, the judge issued a temporary restraining order against a dozen agencies that had fired their probationary employees. The ruling said the government gave no advance notice to the workers and fired them illegally without cause. A Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to that ruling regarding the government employees who were fired. Van Hollen says The latest blow to their illegal DOGE operation, the judge ordered the Musk-Trump administration to immediately reinstate thousands of illegally fired federal workers. Van Hollen says, quote, the truth and the law are catching up to them. We cannot let up. Baltimore County police officer in guarded condition after he was shot outside the Wilkins precinct on Thursday afternoon. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the alleged gunman entered the police station on Walker Avenue at about 2:30 p.m., then left the building and fired at the officer who was at the gas pump during a shift change. And the former Baltimore City Council candidate has been convicted for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Nichelle Henson was found guilty yesterday on federal charges of bank fraud and making false statements, filing multiple economic injury, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications between 2020 and 2021. She used the money on personal expenses like plastic surgery. 6:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 175. Your pick 4, 7434. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, a blast from the past greeted the Birds yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, when Anthony Santander stepped to the plate in a Blue Jay uniform. Tony Tater signing a 5-year, $92.5 million deal with the Jays in the offseason. He went 1-for-4 in the game, and afterwards, a little bit of repartee with the reporters.
Did you think that there was really a chance that you would stay with the Orioles?
No, zero chance. Zero chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close. We get it. We understand. It's a business side. Mike is really smart about it. We're smart about it, too. So you have to be patient. Toronto just gave me the opportunity.
Cade Povich started for the Birds, went 4 solid, but got roughed up in the fifth, allowing 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. The Birds lose the game 6-4, the final. Ravens making official yesterday the signing of DeAndre Hopkins to a 1-year deal. He'll meet the media today. And so the question is, what can Ravens fans expect from this 12-year veteran? That would be a welcome sight. Could end up being the Ravens' best wide receiver free agent acquisition. Also, the team reworking the contract of Marlon Humphrey yesterday, freeing up more than $13 million against the cap. Coming up at 6:35, one of the great sports journalists of our time has passed away. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From Annapolis to Catonsville. From Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Friday, March 14th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, Carroll County Sheriff doubles down. Says both the governor and the DGS secretary are putting people's lives at risk. The GOP reacts to Schumer on the CR. And speaking of Chuck U. Schumer, Schumer caves on the shutdown of the government, which was scheduled to happen today.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse. For sure, the Republican bill is a terrible option. It is not a clean CR. It is deeply partisan. It doesn't address far too many of this country's needs. But I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even more, even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
So, look, this is Schumer after saying he was going to block the bill, and then hours later he had to reverse himself because the Democrats are in a dark, dark place right now. But this is the same bill that they voted for last September.
That's
almost exactly the same. Not 100% the same, because there are some spending cuts in there. But it's in the spending, which they really wanted. This was a Biden-Johnson Schumer bill that passed last September for the fiscal year. It's almost exactly the same thing. So they voted for it then. Why are they opposed to it now? Just because it keeps the government open and keeps DOGE in operation.
Yeah, and with DOGE still in operation, at least they were aimed in the generally right direction. And this is the only CR in recent memory where they're asking for less money than they had before. Right. So that's kind of a saving grace.
That's the reason why Andy Harris says he supports it. But it still adds $2 trillion to the deficit.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why Thomas Massie opposed it. That's the reason why Rand Paul is going to oppose it. But Schumer is just, you know, you can tell the frustration now that the Democrats are feeling when stuff like this spills out over the air at MSDNC.
To have the conflict on the best ground we have summed up in a sentence that they're making the middle class pay for tax cuts for billionaires, it's much, much better not to be in the middle of a shutdown, which to divert people from the number one issue we have against these bastards, sorry, these people, which is not only all these cuts, but they're ruining democracy.
Yeah, so hurling invectives now at the opposition party. Calling us bastards.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Our very own inglorious Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
That's right. Hey, you bastards.
You rapists.
That's B-A-S-T-I-D-S.
Yeah. Which is especially, like, by the way, for those who are known, that's like basted. It's just another word for basted, like you baste chicken or turkey. Yeah, pretty much the same.
This is another a way of just saying to Schumer, shut up, you bastard. Get out of here. Scram. City police about 15 minutes ago at a wreck, Cold Spring Lane, Roland Avenue. They might still be there. It was a wreck overnight. Howard County took down wires and a utility pole. Folly Quarter Road, very close to Frederick Road. That local traffic is still blocked off in there. Beltway looks good. Even the west side, not bad. From I-70 down through Route 40, very quiet on the JFX. And we're still moving traffic, and everybody's open and nice and smooth right now, going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM weather channel forecast for your weekend. Well, cloudy to start, sunny this afternoon, and high about 48. So it has dropped another 10 degrees from yesterday. Overnight, again, it'll be in the low 40s. Cloudy tomorrow, some morning fog, mild and low 60s. Showers and storms are possible on Sunday. Warming back up to a high of 70. And right now we're looking at 41 and mostly cloudy in the city, 42 in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news. Halle Berry, the actress, throwing herself a menopause party. She's calling it a siesta to celebrate the change of life.
Okay.
So little serving tip, Hallie. Don't serve the jalapeno dip. Because people won't know whether it's the dip or they're having a hot flash, okay? They just don't know. Federal judges ordered thousands of federal workers fired by DOGE to be rehired. This is a Maryland federal judge. The rehired workers will have to stop doing nothing all day and get back into the swing of doing nothing all day.
Yeah.
Article Wall Street Journal says there's a slowdown in convenience store spending. Claims Americans are skimping on cigarettes, Doritos, and Twinkies. So, sounds like a weekend at Chuck's.
Nice. Minus the cigarettes.
Well, the candy cigarettes.
I don't even know. I don't have them.
Do you remember those?
I have those, yeah.
Yeah. Trump administration has imposed a 200% tariff on French champagne. That means a bottle of Dom goes for about $500.
Yeah.
Not to this board.
Well, this is after the French said, we're not going to take your American whiskey without putting a great big tariff on
it.
So the administration said, fine, screw you.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think they'll miss the whiskey more than we'll miss the champagne. New study out shows that married men are 3 times more likely to become obese. Kind of makes sense. One of the principal reasons why guys get married is they don't have to drink light beer anymore.
And we don't have to hold it in anymore.
That's true. You can let yourself go.
Sure.
Boy, Chuck, you have.
That's nice. That's nice. So glad to be back.
Well, Chuck and I belong to the same club, though. It's Sam's club, but it's still.
Right. That's good. Yeah. Vladimir Putin says he's ready for a ceasefire in Ukraine. So is Zelensky, as long as he doesn't have to say thank you to Putin.
Yeah.
And I don't think Trump's going to push that, but there is at least hope there. And some actors with dwarfism are accusing Disney of discrimination. They're using CGI dwarves in the live-action remake of Snow White. So thus, the little people have no jobs in this film. So on payday, they'll probably come up a little short.
And they sing to the staff, you're a hoe, you're a hoe. It's off to work we go.
Don't stretch that voice. Keep it in good tone.
I'm just pacing myself.
All right, I'm going to play a little. He's performing under the alter ego Mr. Romantic. This comedic actor has officially unveiled himself as a crooner with the debut single Dream. The song is from 1944, and this is due out in June of this year. See if you can identify this actor.
So, Dream, when the day is through,
any ideas?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell is a good guess, but no, it's not Rosie.
No, sorry, I was so close.
Chuck, any ideas?
I don't know.
Give me a hint. He was in the following films: Chicago, Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, and Step Brothers.
Still don't know. Never saw any of those.
He was nominated for Best Picture Oscars in Chicago, and it won.
Mm-hmm.
His name? John C. Reilly.
Okay.
John C. Reilly was with Will Ferrell and Step Brothers.
They're all sissy movies, aren't they?
Well, yes, I'm not sure they're on your playlist, you know. But
I'm just saying, I'm not going to see Chicago. I don't even want to go to Chicago.
You want to wait until the snow melts, which would be May.
I don't want to go there in the middle of July.
He doesn't want to go to Chicago unless they're part of traffic team. Only then would he go to Chicago.
Only business, Mr. Casey. Only business,
absolutely. So, glad you're back. At least your voice is coming back.
Anyway. Yeah, it's coming back. Right. Yeah, I feel a little better today.
All right, that's good news. All right, buddy. See you in a couple.
See you.
619, 19 minutes after our 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you want to react this is a big win for the president. And look, as a conservative, as an America First MAGA Republican, I don't like this CR at all.
Yeah.
Other than it keeps the Trump momentum going in the right direction, and that it is not going to hurt or imperil the economy, which is already starting to show signs of beginning to recover. So why do you want to shut down the government and have all of that stuff, all that big momentum? So again, the damage is already done with this bill, and now the proof is going to be in the pudding for Speaker Johnson, for the President, for Senate Majority Leader John Thune when they come. come to renegotiate the next bill, and that'll be coming in September of this year. And I'd like to see us get to single subject bills where we now implement the DOGE cuts that are being recommended. DOGE is now saying they're saving $115 billion already.
Wow.
So, but none of that is in this bill. So they'll have to wait to the next bill or series of bills before they get in. All right, more reaction to the CR coming up in just a second at 6:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so Marty raises a good question here this morning. He says, were the federal employees laid off or fired? The media keeps saying fired, which means let go with cause, and therefore not entitled to collect unemployment. If they were laid off, let go due to no fault of their own, they are entitled. Second, are rules different for federal probationary employees than in the private sector? In the private sector, no cause is needed to separate a probationary employee, so why is cause needed to lay off a federal employee?
Because it's a Democrat state.
Yeah.
Well, glad to clarify that.
I can proudly say that I was actually once fired by the federal government. That was back in 1981 when I was working for Voice of America. Yep. Back then, they called it a reduction in force.
Yep, a RIF.
Or RIF. And I got RIFed because they were pulling money out of Voice of America, mm-hmm. redirecting it to Radio Marti,
yeah.
Into Cuba. And so that was my last venture with the federal government. And Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, he did me a favor because it forced me back into commercial radio where I sit today. So one door closes, another one opens. And that's exactly what happened to me. But back then, it was called a RIF, so I wasn't fired with cause, and I wasn't laid off. I was RIFed, so I'm not quite sure what the terminology is here.
I think some have been laid off, and some have been fired. I know that some in the Department of Education were fired. In other words, they're not coming back next Thursday. Many others were laid off temporarily. Those individuals will be coming back to a DOE this coming Thursday. It's around half of the employees at Department of Education will be gone.
Well, and the media keeps saying DOGE fired these employees. DOGE does not have the power to fire anyone. They can only make recommendations. It is the head of the specific agency that would be firing these people.
Yeah, it was Linda McMahon. She heads that department. That's her bailiwick, and I think that that's a step in the right direction toward doing away with it entirely.
Don't mention Bailey's, because, you know, he's a bailiwick, and that gets them all excited. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you put a candle in there, you light it on, you're all good. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Here he is, Bailiwick Johnson into traffic.
So what did she say in her press conference? What are you going to do, brother? Did she speak like that? She was with the WWF, wasn't she?
I got two pythons.
WWE. What are you going to do, fool?
It's WWE, the World Wildlife Federation, took really outrage. Yes, right. It did. As if they get them confused.
Yeah, sure they got them confused. Yeah. Old Cheetah Johnson was in the ring that night. That's when it happened. Folly Quarter Road at Frederick Road, Howard County, still closed. Wreck overnight. Local traffic heads up. There's a detour there. Looking live. Everybody's doing fine right now. Bay Bridge coming through Sandy Point. We're clear all the way over towards I-97. The eastbound traffic looks good. Headed over towards Route 8 in Stevensville. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We start off cloudy, sunshine by later this afternoon, and we're looking at a high today about 48. And the rest of the weekend, okay, more showers and storms possible on Sunday, warming back up to near 70. Right now, 39 and mostly cloudy in Bel Air. It's 42 in Glen Burnie. So here's the math on this right now. Mm-hmm. The CR, which, again, Chuck U. Schumer has decided he is going to vote against shutting down the government because he thinks that's going to let President Trump's agenda, awful agenda, if he had shut it down, it just would have let it go on unchecked. And by the way, I got news for you, Chuck. It's happening anyway. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
You could try through this federal judicial insurrection, which we now see a Maryland judge is participating in. We'll have more on that coming up in the MAGA update. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma says he doesn't understand why the Democrats are opposing this.
This is a CR that they voted for in September when Joe Biden was in office. This is a CR that they voted for in December while Joe Biden was in office. This is the same CR now they're saying they don't support. Why? It's because their hatred towards President Trump, because the only thing that has changed is a person in the White House.
That's exactly
it. Yep.
Now, here's the thing. Rand Paul is a no vote, so that takes it down to 52-47. So
Schumer's a yes vote.
Schumer's a yes vote.
Fetterman's a
yes vote. So there's 49. I'm sorry. They need
44.
44.
They need six more.
They need six more.
Yeah.
Right. So you've got, because you need eight.
Mm-hmm.
So with, with Schumer and Fetterman, six more votes to get to the 60 to invoke cloture and cut off the debate so they can then move to the floor and vote for the bill. So do you think Schumer has enough momentum? Is he enough sway to convince six more Democrats? Because there's a lot of pressure being brought on the Democrats, like AOC and the nutbags, Jasmine Crockett of the world, that they actually wanted to shut the government down. They were advocating that.
Yeah, they look forward to it. They think it's to their benefit to shut the government down. They think somehow this will teach the Republicans a lesson. And, of course, Jasmine Crockett has the world's most unusual perception on this. We'll get to that during the course of the morning. I'm not sure he does, because there are so many other cross currents inside the Democrat Party right now that would indicate that there are a lot of people who are kind of their feet are in the cement, and the cement is hardened, and that means they're going to vote against it.
Well, you would think with Senate leadership, what are there, four positions in Senate leadership for the Democrats, so, and Schumer being one of them? So let's say all four vote with Schumer and Fetterman. That's five. You still need that sixth vote.
No. Your math is wrong. Because if you're already a 54 with Schumer and with Fetterman. So if you add three more to the lead, then you're at 57. You need three more after that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So you need however it is. You need to get to 60, and that's because I keep forgetting about Rand Paul. So Rand Paul is going to be a no vote, and I don't think there's going to be another GOP defections. I think Rand Paul is going to be the only one.
Yeah.
So that we'll see, but we'll see if he's got the stones to bring enough Democrats on him to avoid a government shutdown. Because a lot of Democrats realize that they're going to get the blame here. The latest poll I saw said 65% are blaming the Democrats if the government were to shut down or slow down, because there's never truly a shutdown.
I think he just didn't want it to be called the Schumer shutdown.
Right.
That's all. Like, blame it on somebody else.
First time he came to Washington Compost and saw that headline, he goes, uh-oh, I better get to a microphone quick and blame Donald Trump for everything.
Most dangerous place to be in Washington, by the way, is between Chuck Schumer and a microphone. Just bear that in mind. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, this sounds like you you should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home, I mean, it's fun to look. Maybe you find your dream home, but then you find it with an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you go? Would you sell your current home? An awful lot of people say, yeah, in that circumstance, I indeed would. You know, selling your home in Maryland or lower PA in order to find that dream home, one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Realty, right, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Coming up next, the GOP reacts to the Schumer shutdown or avoidance thereof. Stick with us here at 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to the ruling of a federal judge in Baltimore regarding government employees who were fired by the Trump administration. Van Hollen says in the latest blow to their, quote, illegal DOGE operation, end quote, the judge ordered the Trump administration to immediately reinstate thousands of illegally fired federal workers. Van Hollen says the truth and the law are catching up to them. We cannot let up. Baltimore County police officer in guarded condition after he was shot outside the Wilkins precinct on Thursday afternoon. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the alleged gunman entered the police station on Walker Avenue about 2:30 p.m., then left the building and then fired at an officer who was at the gas pump during a shift change. There were other officers in the parking lot. They shot the suspect, who was now in critical condition. During a news conference yesterday, Chief McCullough said, based on information he has, it's clear that the shooting was premeditated. Former Baltimore City Council candidate has been convicted for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Michelle Henson was found guilty Thursday on federal charges of bank fraud and making false statements of filing multiple economic injury, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications between 2020 and 2021. And a former detective with the Harford County Sheriff's Office now facing federal charges that include sexual exploitation of a child. According to the 10-count indictment, 50-year-old Ryan Christopher Hall is accused of sexually abusing two minors from May 2017 through October of 2024. WCBM Time 6:32 coming up next. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 175. Your pick 4, 7434. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop, the pace is still not too bad here between 795 Liberty Road down through I-70. So we're running okay there. The inner loop at Pikesville towards Green Spring is good. The Parkville side still up to speed there at Hartford Road. JFX, you're okay from Ruxton Road through the city county line. And the lanes are open all the way into downtown. Very minor delays so far. We're good to go southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy skies for us here this morning as we start off our Friday. They'll break up, give way to sunshine this afternoon. It'll be cool, middle to upper 50s this afternoon. Clouds return tonight, middle to upper 40s. Cloudy and milder for us on Saturday. Low 60s tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Kate Povich tired in the fifth inning yesterday, giving up 5 runs in 4 2/3 as the Birds fell to the Blue Jays in Dunedin, Florida. 6-4 was the final. Kobe Mayo 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Anthony Santander opposed the Orioles yesterday, wearing his familiar number 25, but this time in a Blue Jay uniform, batting third and going 1-for-4. Free agent wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins will meet the media today, one day after the Ravens made his signing official. 1 year, up to $6 million, including incentives. Among active NFL players, the 12-year veteran ranks first in receiving yards, second in both overall receptions and catches of 25-plus yards or more. His 83 touchdown catches stand third among active players. And Hopkins has recorded a catch in each of the 178 regular season games in which he's played, marking the NFL's second longest streak to ever begin a career. 2 days after trading for quarterback Kenny Pickett, the Browns, desperate at the position, have lined up a meeting with Russell Wilson, the 36-year-old former Super Bowl champion who played 11 games for the Steelers last year. On the ice last night, Caps had their 5-game winning streak snapped, stoned by the Kings in L.A. 3-0 was the final. Only the second time this season the Caps have been blanked. Alex Ovechkin did not have a shot on goal in 18:37 of ice time, including 8:41 on the power play. Caps were 0-for-5 on the power play in all. Terps back in action tonight in the Big Ten quarterfinals, taking on defending champion Illinois. Terps with loftier goals down the road, according to head coach Kevin Willard.
So we're looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity. You know, obviously you want to win a Big Ten championship and improve your seeding in the NCAA tournament because that gives you better chances. So we're looking to go into Indy and play well.
A judge in Baltimore decided on Wednesday not to impose jail time on Gervonta Tank Davis, the World Boxing Association lightweight champion. He's from Baltimore. After he admitted to breaking the terms of his probation related to a hit-and-run incident, it occurred in downtown by the Inner Harbor in his Lamborghini. The time now is 6:36 when we return remembering John Feinstein.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So it is a great debate. Is it Feinstein or Feinstein? We were just talking about that.
You worked with him.
I did. I worked with him for 5 years. He was my basketball analyst on UMBC broadcasts on ESPN. And it is Feinstein.
He's a great sports writer.
Oh, yeah.
He really was. I enjoyed reading a lot of his sports columns in the Washington Compost. But he was as liberal as they come.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. He was bluer than blue.
Yes. Yes, he was. So I never had a debate with him. You apparently did.
Yeah, we had. So we spent a lot of time together on the road and just, you know, doing stuff. And we had memorable arguments in terms of politics. But at the same time, this liberal, this ultra-liberal, had a heart of gold. And so we loved each other. I mean, he was just a terrific man. I brought one of his books. You know, he wrote 48 books, 23 of them were on the New York Times bestseller. Season on the Brink, obviously, was the number one. And for Baltimore, Next Man Up, he was embedded with the Ravens in 2004. This book, called The Back Roads to March, is actually my favorite book, and I think it's his best book.
Wow.
And the reason why I say that is because John Feinstein and I shared one thing in common. It wasn't politics, but it was a love for small-time college basketball.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the Ivy League. I'm talking about the Patriot League, the America East Conference. And John Feinstein, here's something, hated to fly. He was terrified of flying, so he would drive.
Wow.
Anything that was 14 hours or less by drive, he would drive.
He would drive it.
And he went the back, he literally went the back roads in this country to find this, you know, local college basketball.
The other thing he loved was the Naval Academy.
He did.
Yeah.
He spent years as their football analyst and very proud of the Army-Navy tradition.
Yep.
And so he will be missed. 68 years old, died too young, at his brother's house in McLean, Virginia, from a heart attack.
Oh, so sorry to hear it. Mm-hmm. All right. So may he rest in peace. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
6:39 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Faiz Shakir, a former staffer for Bernie Sanders, I believe he was his campaign manager, actually, back when Bernie ran for office, he had some criticism of the way the Democrats have handled this whole run-up to voting on the CR, which is going to happen between now and midnight tonight. He said, the problem is, where are their counter demands? What are they suggesting instead?
The Democratic Party needs to have a governing demands. What do you want to have happen here? And of course, the problem now is like, what? They don't have any demands.
No, they have no specific demands. And he says not that there are no demands to be had. And again, it's not that he's channeling Bernie Sanders, but maybe he's channeling Bernie Sanders.
I would have a demand. Say, hey, there's going to be zero Social Security office closures in America. There will be no veterans clinics being closed by Elon Musk. When we give money to Social Security, Medicare, they are not going to be shut down by an unelected guy who just at a whim presses delete on a spreadsheet. That's a demand of a Democrat. Musk doesn't work for Donald Trump. Works for Congress has to work for people in which you determine where funding goes.
Yeah, and that is the key, is that argument was never made, which shows exactly how lost in the weeds the Democrats are.
Yeah,
it's not all that hard to come up with that list.
They're so Trump deranged, they're devoid of any ideas or solutions. I mean, they just don't have any.
Right, exactly.
And all they do, everything that they do, their entire body politic right now is never Trump, against Trump, fight Trump. That's all they. That's all they can do.
You have no policies. What you have is anger and frustration that somehow what you're saying isn't being heard by the American public. It's being heard, just being rejected out of hand because they keep taking the 20% on these 80%, 20% issues. Now, one of the brighter lights, he says ironically, inside the Democrat Party is Jasmine Crockett. Now, Sean, I pose this question to you. If you work for a company and the company goes out of business, does that mean you are still employed because they weren't around to fire you? I'm just asking because that is the logic that Jasmine Crockett applies. Listen to this.
In my opinion, if we're shut down, you can't be fired. And what does that mean? It does mean that people will not be paid, but it does mean that they will get their back pay.
So, when your company opens up again.
I'm not sure the comparison is accurate. They're not going out of business.
No.
They're temporarily closing.
Yeah, what the fuck? They are actually telling some people, you're fired and you're fired and you're fired.
Some people are fired if they do shut down or slow down. It's never a real shutdown. If they slow down the government, it's a temporary situation and people are going to get their back pay.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they do. Or
if they're still employed.
They're still employed.
Yeah, if they're not employed, then they're not going to get any pay.
Yeah, and that's the argument that's where she's missing her point of the argument. Now, the GOP has been pretty united in this run-up.
The threat of government shutdown? They're using it as some sort of attempt to wrestle power away from the president of the United States?
Americans will witness them attempt to shut the government down. And if a shutdown happens, the Democrats will own it.
This wild, reckless, far-left, progressive Democrat Party of today, they don't represent the American people. They're fighting against the will of the American people.
Yeah, they're fighting against the will of the American people. We have some new gigglers coming up later on the show. One thing he points out is they just did a poll inside his organization and found that more than 80% of us view the federal government as corrupt. So if you're arguing somehow in favor of the federal government, which is what the Democrats seem to be doing, you're on a losing side of an argument, and you should realize that and change the battle. So you're actually fighting on a basis where you're not 80-20 against you. They're not bright enough to do that, apparently. And so they keep, and look, it's Trump derangement syndrome, because in a normal circumstance, somebody there would say, hey, this is screwed up. We can't win on this. Let's do something else instead. That's not happening. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is. Yes, it's Caruso Whitaker and traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop now with at least some delays starting to form up from 795 down through Liberty Road. Definitely getting that speed reduction now through that area. And it's going to continue from there down through I-70 towards Route 40. And then it will get better as we move south towards Frederick Road. Parkville side of the Beltway still clear. The inner loop at Greenspring with all the lanes open headed over to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a cloudy start to the day, but some sunshine later on. And a high of about 48. And things warm up by Sunday, but rain is moving into the area by Sunday as well. Right now, it's mostly cloudy. 40 in Parkville, and it is 42 in Severn. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Johnson.
Excuse me, I don't understand a word you're saying.
Yes.
Today is National Potato Chip Day. Bet you didn't know there was a potato chip song.
I did not.
Did not know that. We
this
find
is well. See, it says continuing education classes here in the morning.
Do you have a favorite potato chip?
Yeah, I like the kettle cooked ones.
It doesn't matter what brand or anything, just anything that's kettle cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without all the flavors on it. The flavors to me kind of leave it cold.
Yeah. Not even a barbecue.
Nope.
Okay, just a plain kettle cooked potato chip. Yeah. Chuck.
I'm a nuts man.
Utz man, okay. So, Eddie, do you like the Utz no salt, the regular Utz, the barbecue Utz, the crab Utz?
The original
Utz potato chip.
What I heard you say, Chuck, was a tribute to your articulation. What you said was, I'm an Utz man.
Right.
But if you push that together, it comes out, I'm a nuts man. Do you hear the difference?
Well, yeah, except for today's potato chip day. We're not talking about
nuts day. We're not talking about nuts day.
I think you're pervoice.
I have discovered
yes,
a brand new potato chip, which is really, really good and healthier for you. It's made by Boulder Canyon, and it's made with avocado oil. And all you have is potatoes.
Mm-hmm. There's available here?
Potatoes, yeah. You can get
them. We're nowhere near Boulder.
Santoni's has them. Costco has them. Potatoes, salt, avocado oil. That's it. Those are the three ingredients.
They're worth checking out.
I'm getting into the Maha stuff now. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, yesterday, Bobby Kennedy Jr. ordered all artificial dyes to be removed from foods. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Meanwhile, Ruffles is bringing back the Smokehouse Barbecue Chips, making a permanent comeback.
Okay.
So if you like that. Chili's turns 50 years old. Hard to believe they're hitting the Big 5-0. And they're serving up $5 Presidente margaritas.
Oh.
This was yesterday. I'm not sure they're still doing it today, but just want to make sure that we salute Chili's for the Big 5-0.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and Chipotle's leveled up its new Chipotle Honey Chicken. And it's kind of a spicy new Chipotle Honey Chicken. So you get a little spice there, some Mexican spice along with some honey there. That's the latest combo that everybody likes, the sweet
sounds good
and spicy. Chick-fil-A's launching up 4 new pineapple dragon fruit drinks. Just in case you want, yesterday we did Dunkin' had the dragon raspberry fruit. Watermelon.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the pineapple dragon fruit iced tea. There's the pineapple dragon fruit lemonade. There's the frosted lemonade, all part of the new Chick-fil-A menu.
Mm, tasty.
Girl Scouts are being sued after a study allegedly found heavy metals and pesticides in 100% of their sampled cookies.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, a woman in New York is suing Girl Scouts that they found aluminum, arsenic, lead, mercury, and pesticides in their cookies.
Other than that, they were okay.
That's on the vendor. I mean, they got to find out who made those things, because obviously the Girl Scouts don't actually sit back at the kitchen and make them one box at a time. So some vendor somewhere has really sloppy practices.
Yeah. I don't want to pick up a box of aluminum mints from the Girl Scouts.
No, but they're good for your teeth.
Yes, they would.
A little bling in your mouth without having to pay for the bling.
Remember Tin Man? They were selling aluminum.
Yeah.
So they'd be,
I never gave nothing to the Tin Man.
That's
they'd,
right.
They'd be Tin Mints at this point.
Tin Mints.
Tin
All right. I think my voice just left again. I'm going to go now.
All right. We'll see you. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking shutdown here, and looks like a shutdown might be averted. Schumer basically saying he's going to vote against the shutdown. He's got to drag some more Democrats with him to cut off debate or get that 60-vote margin.
Yeah, if indeed they get there. Cindy Hyde-Smith, another Republican, says that, look, it's going to be, if it happens, this is, of course, before Chuck Schumer said, don't blame me. She said, if it happens, the blame is on the Democrats for what will be called the Schumer shutdown.
Now the ball is in Senate Democrats' court. Do they want to shut down the government, or do they want to keep it open and funded for the American people who need this government to continue moving, to continue building on the momentum President Trump has created? It's up to them.
It's up to them. And again, it comes down to they need another, at least three more Democrats to hop on board and say, yeah, we're going to vote for the CR as well. By the way, 18 months ago, we faced another shutdown. And Chuck Schumer, just as on this one, Sean, took a very, very strong stand on the idea of a shutdown. That was 18 months ago. If you recall, folks, this is the strong stand that Chuck Schumer took.
The last thing the American people want to see is another unnecessary and painful government shutdown.
Oh.
Democrats certainly don't want to have a shutdown.
Hmm.
And many of our Republican colleagues have likewise claimed they don't want to see one either.
Okay, now, this was the Biden CR. There is no difference, effectively, between this CR and the Biden CR. So 18 months ago, it was, we don't want to see another shutdown. This is a great continuing resolution. Let's go forward. In 18 months, he is completely now, completely reversed field.
But in this CR, there's a little less of federal spending.
Right.
Okay, a little less. But the vast majority of the Biden programs that were funded, and again, none of the DOGE stuff is going to be in this thing.
Right.
None of it. So there's a little less federal spending, but it's still enough to add $2 trillion to the federal deficit this year.
Well, it's based on the Biden budget. Yeah. The CR is, you know, it's not changing anything significantly. It's based on the budget that went through during the Biden administration. We haven't had a Trump budget put out yet, and we won't till, you know, coming the new fiscal year.
And this is one of the reasons why we argued against it back in September and October of last year, because it was going to handcuff President Trump if he got elected, and that's exactly what it's doing for the first 9 months of his first year of this second term. So keep that in mind. 6:50, 10 before the hours of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese is doubling down, calling out the governor and the secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, coming up between 7 and 8 this morning. The rioters, the insurrectionists who broke into Trump Towers yesterday, about 100 of them got arrested, it seems to me. We'll talk about that. The Maryland Democrats, again, more assaults on the taxpayer. And McBride pushes back. You'll hear that coming up. 6:53 on our talk radio, 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're not too bad at the Harbor Tunnels right now. Even 895 southbound is okay after O'Donnell Street. 95 a little busy as you're coming south through Keith Avenue and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both tubes are open. Traffic northbound is clear. The west side outer loop delays. Just a normal speed reduction. It's not bad at all from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Weather Channel says it's going to be cloudy today, but sunny by this afternoon. Expecting a high maybe in the 50s overnight. Low down about 42, and then cloudy tomorrow. Some morning fog, and then warming up below 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday with a high near 70. Right now, partly cloudy, 40 in Ellicott City, and it is 41 in Stevensville. Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, who was on with us last week after the hit-and-run death of a Tawnytown man, was caused by a juvenile who had a rap sheet a mile long. He spoke out then, calling out the governor and the Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Vinny Schiraldi. And Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 had a chance to sit down with him and ask him some more questions regarding his stance, and basically doubled down, calling out individuals he believes are responsible for the escalation in juvenile crime.
I've made a prepared statement to let the governor and anyone know that, including the secretary of DJS and judges or anybody that had contact with this individual that was here in my county, struck and killed a citizen in my county, I made a point to let them know that they were indirectly responsible for the death of this individual by the decisions that they've made. So it was nothing organically. I had planned to call them out.
Yeah, indirectly responsible because their policies. Their policies of not cracking down on juvenile thugs and attempted murderers and not detaining him instead of putting him on ankle monitors, etc. And, Frost asking DeWeese if these policies specifically are the ones that have caused these problems.
A whole bunch of our kids are one and done. Somewhere around 70 to 75%.
DeWeese says he's not buying it.
Do you believe that's accurate?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, the secretary also say that juvenile crime is down. And those are just numbers. I guess the equivalent would be as if I changed the speed limit on the interstate to 100 miles per hour and said that speeding was down. I think he plays with numbers, and I'm sorry to say this, but I think we're all a part of Vincent Schiraldi's strange, weird social project. It's not working.
Yeah, and it's Schiraldi's social project, but at the behest of Governor Moore, and that's where DeWeese then starts naming names and saying that these policies are putting people's lives at risk.
Yeah, I mean, people's lives. Simply put, Terry Crowell was a hardworking blue-collar guy that lived up in Tawnytown, worked up in Pennsylvania, got on his motorcycle to go to work, and never came home. That man's life meant an awful lot to people, and that's what's at stake. Your life is.
Yeah. Your life is at stake in the state of Maryland because of the policies of Governor Moore. Now, Mackenzie Frost went to Annapolis and asked Governor Moore specifically his reaction to Sheriff DeWeese's criticisms.
How do you respond to that and the calls for Secretary Schiraldi's resignation, given the concerns that still remain about the functionality and accountability coming from DJS?
Listen, I'd say it's a partisan talking point.
It's a partisan.
It's a partisan talking point.
It's a law enforcement officer. Does stand for re-election, and that might have something to do with the timing of his being so vocal. But it doesn't change the fact that I think his argument is solid.
Yeah.
His logic is solid. And once again, Moore claims that there's accountability at the DJS.
Well, I can tell you that there has been a very real increase in the way you do accountability within DJS.
Sorry, we don't see it. There's a report out that found DGS does not have the proper oversight and accountability measures in place to track performance outcomes of the juveniles that are sent out by the department. And finally, DeWeese says, if there's anybody guilty of political posturing, we know who that is.
And I think that the governor should give a straight answer, which I really rarely ever see out of the governor, is giving a straight answer for a question. And I think the only person that's politically posturing is the governor. I want to be the sheriff of this county. We don't want to do anything other than law enforcement in our county. We have no aspirations of going anywhere else. The governor does.
Yeah. The governor has higher political aspirations.
I think it was very kind to say, haven't heard very many straight answers. I haven't heard any answers.
Exactly.
Any. He's, you know.
If you want answers to your electrical or your heating or ventilation or air conditioning problems, you just the answer is Tim Kyle. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They've now branched out into the HVAC biz as well, bringing that same excellent service, commitment to dedication to their work product. They've done some electrical work on my home and Bruce's home, and both are heating systems and delivering the kind of performance that you need, because right now you need to make sure everything is operating at peak efficiency based on the current electric rates. And they're going to go up again in June. And guess what? They're going up again next year. So you got to make sure that your HVAC unit is operating efficiently, properly for winter heat and for summer air conditioning. Give Tim Kyle a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or log on to timkylecompany.com and make sure you tell them that Sean and Bruce told you to call.
About 100 arrests yesterday up in New York City as a whole bunch of miscreants decided to get inside Trump Towers to show their displeasure with the president. We'll talk about that coming up.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's crunch time. Seems Senate Democrats backing away from bringing on a partial government shutdown by opposing a Republican stopgap spending bill.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer raising the white flag, the GOP measure to keep the government going through the end of September. Republican Senator John Cornyn predicted Democrats would cave.
You're talking about people who have been railing against Elon Musk and the Trump administration over reductions in force of the federal employees, and now they basically want to put all of them out of work by shutting down the government. So that seems to be, I don't know how you reconcile those two positions.
Not a done deal just yet, though. To avoid the shutdown, the Senate's facing a midnight deadline for approval of the GOP spending bill. Wide swath of the country could be in for some nasty weather in the next few days.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are on the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
The loss of $800 million in USAID funding prompting Johns Hopkins University to cut some 2,000 jobs worldwide. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 240 points. The NASDAQ futures, 218 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Five. Bye.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
So far, so good this morning. Both the tunnels still clear. No issues. 95 and 895. All the lanes are open. Beltway fills in just a bit. Not bad, though. Early Friday morning, still okay. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville and down the west side. The contractor is working and they're doing it to us again. They do the construction in drive time, northbound 95 at Route 24. They block the right lane in Harford County, beginning at exit 76 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Cloudy skies for us here this morning as we start off our Friday. They'll break up, give way to sunshine this afternoon. It'll be cool, middle to upper 50s this afternoon. Clouds return tonight, middle to upper 40s. Cloudy and milder for us on Saturday. Low 60s tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 41 degrees. Bel Air currently also 41. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A former Baltimore City Council candidate has been convicted for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Nichelle Henson was found guilty yesterday on federal charges of bank fraud and making false statements, filing multiple economic injury, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications, all between between the years of 2020 and 2021. A former detective with the Harford County Sheriff's Office now facing federal charges that include sexual exploitation of a child. According to the 10-count indictment, 50-year-old Ryan Christopher Hall is accused of sexually abusing two minors from May of 2017 until October of 2024. A dog that was thrown from a moving car in the interloop of the Beltway near Route 43 is now at the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter. That's Barks. Drivers saw the dog being tossed from a vehicle near White Marsh around noon on Sunday. Several people stopped to find it. Barks has said that the dog was brought to the shelter. His name is Blue. He's 15 years old. Anyone with information is asked to please contact Maryland State Police. And a federal judge in Maryland is ordering thousands of fired government employees to be reinstated. Thursday evening, the judge issued a temporary restraining order against a dozen agencies that had fired their probationary employees. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3175, your pick 4-7434. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Stein on sports.
Big day for the Ravens 2025 roster yesterday, making official three signings. The headliner, of course, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to a one-year deal, up to $6 million, including incentives. The 12-year veteran is the NFL's active leader in receptions. Team also announcing special teamer Jake Hummel and fan favorite fullback Pat Ricard, who apparently is also an Eric DaCosta favorite.
I mean, he epitomizes everything that we're all about, and he's another undrafted guy who just became, in my opinion, the best at his position.
The entire haul will cost the Ravens $9 to $10 million this year against the cap. They saved $13 million by renegotiating the contract of Marlon Humphrey yesterday. O's in Dunedin yesterday, Florida that is, greeted by Anthony Santander and the Blue Jays. The former Orioles slugger going 1-for-4 in the Blue Jays 6-4 win. After the game, Tony Taters was asked if he felt there was ever any shot he would return to Baltimore.
Nah, zero chance. Zero chance.
They make an offer, but it wasn't even close.
The offer was made to Santander after the Birds had signed free agent Tyler O'Neill. And finally, Steph Curry making NBA history last night, drilling a 28-foot three-pointer. What else? It was the 4,000th of his career, first NBA player in history to do that. Coming up at 7:35, a Virginia high school track and field star beaten by a baton. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two on The Morning Drive here on a Friday, free for all, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. And coming up in this hour, the trans rep from Delaware says the GOP is
picking on me.
Weird. And a little later on, Democrats' assault on taxpayers here in the state continues. The latest numbers coming out of Annapolis. But your top story is Hamas supporters taking over Trump Tower.
Yeah, it was an interesting day in New York City yesterday. And, of course, it led to a number of arrests as about 100 people or more crammed themselves into the lobby of Trump Towers up in New York. Some of the natural sound of what was going on outside and then inside Trump Towers. They were there because they think Mahmoud Khalil is a swell fella, and they can't understand why anybody would have a problem with him. And so they were there in order to protest the very idea that he would somehow be forced out of the country. A number of them spoke yesterday to reporters as they came by. Here's a quick sample.
We are with him. That everybody that gathered today, but more importantly, all of the students across the country that are holding protests in solidarity, all of the cities that are having protests, we are with him. We are with his family. We're not going to stop until he is freed and his civil liberties are returned to him.
Well, he'll be freed, and his civil liberties will be returned to him when he's out of the country. He can exercise his civil liberties in his country of origin. Apparently, they have not read the immigration laws of this country or the restrictions that are put on people who are here on a visa or under a green card, whether it's a general visa or a student visa, because it's a little unclear as to which of this guy was operating on because he'd graduated already. But another one said, what we really have to remember is, after all, orange man bad.
We know that fascist regimes try these things. They test these cases. They try to see if people will comply, if people will roll over and allow them to force this kind of illegal, undemocratic activity on us. And we believe that it's deeply important to stand up in these kinds of moments to say that we will not sit idly by, we will not comply. Never again means right now, never again means for everyone. What happened to Mahmoud should never have happened, and we're not going to let it happen to any of us.
By the way, some of the chants that were going on there, Sean, were from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. And without, I think, any conscious understanding of what river and what sea they're talking about.
It wasn't just the Hamas supporters, the people dressed in the keffiyehs and covering their faces and so on, but it was also a prominent Jewish group that was there as well. They were wearing shirts in red that said Israel. Jews say Israel should stop, the U.S. should stop arming Israel, etc. And this was in a private building. This was inside Trump Tower. This wasn't out on the streets. They went in and trespassed and violated the law, and NYPD did arrest them. But again, had this had been J6 participants, they'd been locked up, and they threw away the key, which we talked to Jay Klein yesterday.
4.5 years.
Now, again, if you want to do that on the streets of New York, that's up to you. That's your First Amendment rights. But once you trespass onto a private property, into a private company, where you harass and intimidate people who actually live there and work there, you should be charged and you should do some time in jail.
Yeah, check this guy out. He says, I think he's hearkening back to the civil rights marches of the 1960s.
Every American must resist and stand up, and we need to have actions like this and sit-ins like this and be willing. I mean, these people are out here putting their bodies on the line.
Really?
For our democracy.
Really?
We all have to stand up and take that risk, because if we don't do that, our democracy will be gone.
Yeah.
It's actually gone as we speak.
Hey,
are we going to fight to get it back? We have to fight to get it back.
They're putting their bodies on the line.
We live in a republic. That's how stupid these people are. They don't even know what kind of country and form of government we have.
I didn't see Bull Connor out there. I didn't see them bring out the fire hoses. They're putting their bodies on the line? Really? Turn around, let me put you in handcuffs, read you your Miranda rights, and let's go. I mean, seriously, they're putting their bodies on the line. Beyond the hyperbole, folks, how was your evening? 713, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck.
Well, now they've gone and done it. Here's a wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway just south of the bridge at I-70. It started off just in the median in the painted out area. Then State Highway arrived, and they're crowding the left-hand lane. So now they're blocking the left-hand lane south of I-70. Just now backing up to Liberty Road. It's going to back up to 795. If this stays here for a while, once you get under I-70, you need to be in the center and the right lane after that. And also the ramp from I-70 eastbound. When you come onto the Beltway, you're just past the wreck. So you got a free roll coming on to the Beltway. It's a Kaiser roll, but I'm not sure. But either way, you have a... That's a stupid one.
That's the funniest thing you've said all week, Chuck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's downhill from here.
Sad. It's really sad.
It's a damn shame. The outer loop on the northeast side, a little busy at Hartford Road. There is some minor slowing, but for Friday morning at this time of the morning, not bad at both the harbor tunnels. That contractor is working. They're blocking the right lane, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a cloudy start to the day, but sunshine a little bit later on this afternoon, and highs in the 50s. Overnight down to 42. Some morning fog tomorrow, mild low 60s, and then up to 70 by Sunday with a chance of some shower activity as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 40 in Reisterstown, 42 in Dundalk, rather. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
So where do we stand on the Ukraine-Russia peace deal? Well, Zelensky says he's ready for a ceasefire. They want to start with an aerial ceasefire. No more drones, no more missiles. And then, of course, he also said he's ready to sign the mineral deal whenever President Trump is ready. Putin said yesterday he's ready for a ceasefire with specific conditions.
Right.
We don't know what those are yet. The negotiators are continuing to talk. And Cheryl Atkinson of Sinclair Broadcasting, as part of her program Full Measure, sat down with the president in an interview that's supposed to be aired this coming Sunday to talk about the peace deal.
But as a candidate, you said you would have this war settled in 24 hours.
Well, I was being a little bit sarcastic when I said that. I would. What I really mean is I'd like to get it settled. And I think I'll be successful.
What's the plan if Putin doesn't agree to a ceasefire?
Bad news for this world, because so many people are dying, but I think he's going to agree.
Yeah, they probably will as well, because they're putting them through the meat grinder over there. As far as tariffs, the tariffs war, especially with the EU, continues. Trump says he will not back down.
We've been ripped off for years, and we're not going to be ripped off anymore. No, I'm not going to bend at all. Aluminum or steel or cars. We're not going to bend. We've been ripped off as a country for many, many years.
And the other is that for the border security, right now we're looking at pretty much 95% operational security at our southern border. It's just amazing what a difference 6 weeks make.
Biden fudged the numbers. The numbers were totally fake. And he gave fake numbers. I knew they were fake. Everybody knew they were fake. But now it came out. And... terrible what they did. That administration was a horror show for this country.
Certainly was. Yeah. As to Greenland, which voted for independence, the president still thinks we need to have it for national security.
We have to do it. We really need it for national security. I think that's why NATO might be have to get involved in a way, because we really need Greenland for national security. It's very important.
Yeah, very important indeed. And the president has ordered, according to published reports, the military to draw up options for retaking the Panama Canal. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick says that there's another no taxes plan that's being bandied about by the president.
How about no tax on tips? How about no tax on overtime? How about no Social Security? How about all those things? These are the kind of thoughts that will change America. I know what his goal is. No tax for anybody who makes less than $150,000 a year. That's his goal.
So
and that's what I'm working for.
No tax. Under, but again, you got how's he going to pay up tariffs? And remember, look, they're Democrats. They're kind of feisty about Doge right now, but there was a time when they actually cared about waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yes, you do have to cut some programs. I think there's waste out there. I think there are programs that can and should be cut.
Again, we all agree we have to get rid of waste, fraud, abuse, duplication, obsolescence, and the rest. The GAO has given us a blueprint for that, and we subscribe to that. We all agree that we must reduce the deficit.
There's tremendous waste in government, and I think any Democrat who ignores the lessons of those who voted, the lessons of the last election, makes a mistake. The people did want government to cut out the waste and to shrink.
Yeah, so why? What's your problem with Doge, then? The judicial insurrection that's going on right now, including a Maryland judge, radical leftist judges have waged an all-out war against President Trump. 119 legal challenges in just 2 months. That's more than double of any U.S. president in history. And President Trump has signed an executive order cracking down on these radical activist judges and far-left groups abusing the courts, demanding to pay court costs to stop frivolous injunctions costing taxpayers millions of dollars. Eventually, the Supreme Court has got to weigh in on this. This is judicial overreach, and I agree. It's a judicial insurrection that's going on right now. President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the birthright citizenship fight. He also plans to invoke wartime Alien Enemies Act, authorizing the summary deportation of criminal migrants, including the Guantanamo Bay. Some 32,000 criminal illegal aliens have already been arrested and await deportation.
It's an amazing number.
It's an amazing number. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said the meeting yesterday with Howard Lutnick, positive and productive. And he says it looks like Canada and the U.S. are going to settle our differences. And that's the way it's done, folks. That is the negotiation tactics of the art of the deal. After the EU imposed levies on U.S. whiskey, Trump announced monster 200% tariffs on European wine and champagne. He's not kidding around. Yeah. Two rhinos sunk the nomination of Dr. David Weldon to head up the CDC. They are Susan Collins and David Cassidy. And all they accused him of being anti-vax. Years ago, as a doctor, he wanted to look into ingredients. What is exactly going into these jabs? And they're holding that against him now, and so the White House withdrew his nomination. So I'd come back with somebody even worse, not worse, but even more inquisitive than Dr. Weldon is. And that's the way it went down, 54 days in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Hey, attention Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you'll you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the outer loop after I-70 is all now into the painted out area south of I-70. So those three lanes are open, but they're looking at it because of all the flashing lights. And with that, we're backed up to 795. So it's going to be the creep and crawl there for a while. And the inner loop is even looking at it as well. So they're going to bunch up a little bit now as you're coming north from Route 40 and up through that area. There's a new wreck now. If you're leaving Annapolis and you're heading to Annapolis, the accident appears to be northbound coming off the ramp and up from the ramp at Route 50 before 178. Southbound after 178 is also looking at it. So we have delays on both sides of the roadway, but there is some heavy traffic out of Parole on 50 westbound and then up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Center says a cloudy start, but sunshine later this afternoon. Highs in the 50s, and each day we get a little warmer. Tomorrow in the 60s, but then on Sunday, showers and storms possible with a high near 70. Cloudy 41 in Annapolis. It's 40 in Forest Hill. Let's take a phone call here from Tim in Crownsville.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Our pleasure.
Great show as always. You know, I want to point out something that I constantly hear. I never see about Social Security on the radio or the TV, the fact that one of the things that's bankrupting Social Security is the SSI, the disability portion of it, that it was never created for. How come nobody ever talks about that?
Yeah, we mentioned it, I think, last week a little bit. I told the story about someone, a piano teacher that had carpal tunnel and could no longer play the piano or teach piano, and she got disability. And then I was hearing from all sorts of people, well, that's not, if she can still work, yeah, which she can, it's sad that she can't play the piano anymore, but she could certainly work. She's able-bodied, right, and something else that she shouldn't have gotten disability. So that needs to be reformed and investigated, that whole disability issue. Absolutely.
I mean, 30 years ago, my now ex, she received it she was claimed to be mentally incapacitated to be able to not be able to work. And she received more money than she ever put in. And that's one of the things that's bankrupting Social Security. Nobody ever talks about that.
Well, we got that, and also the fact that when we first started, and obviously it was meant to be supplemental, never to be your full retirement, and the median age of longevity has changed.
Yes.
The number of people paying in was 4-1, I think.
We're supposed to die. When it began, it was 27-1.
Yeah, and then, of course, it became, and then it just kept dwindling down, and now it's like 1.4-1. One or something.
And that's not sustainable.
And that's the truth. That's one of the reasons why the Democrats and the Unit Party want all the illegals in the country. Number one, to change the census and to give the Democrats more power. Number two, to pull their bacon out of the fire and have more contributors into Social Security.
Yeah, indeed. We're talking again about what's going on with Mahmoud Khalil. The Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, took the time to issue a short primer to a reporter who said, why can't he just stay? Doesn't he have rights?
Every American must resist and stand up, and we need to have actions like this and sit-ins like this and be willing. I mean, these people are out here putting their bodies on the line for our democracy. We all have to stand up and take that risk.
Yeah, of course, that's not J.D. Vance. That's our friend who is up in New York deciding to break into Trump Towers to cause a ruckus, get out the handcuffs, and haul him away. This is the VP.
A green card holder, even if I might like that green card holder, doesn't have an indefinite right to be in the United States of America, right? American citizens have different rights from people who have green cards, from people who have student visas. And so my attitude on this is, this is not fundamentally about free speech. And to me, yes, it's about national security, but it's also more importantly about who do we, as an American public, decide gets to join our national community.
Yeah, and that's pretty important key. That's really just the basis of it. We get to decide who gets to come visit. If you open your door and there's a family you don't know and they decided we're here for dinner and they come in and seat themselves at the dining room table, you can ask them politely to leave. And if they don't leave politely, then you can call the authorities and have them removed. That's the analog here. We do get to decide who gets to come to this country, who gets to stay in this country, and under what circumstances.
I think you're wrong. I think the district and circuit court judges get to decide that in this judicial bureaucracy that we now have.
Yeah, well, Vance would probably disagree, but he does say that, you know, when asked, he said, no, this is not a one-off. This is not a custom car built just for one individual to have Khalid driven out of town. There are going to be more deportations.
I think we'll certainly see some people who get deported on student visas if we determine that they don't. It's not in the best interest of the United States to have them in our country. So, yeah, I don't know how high that number is going to be, but you're going to see more people.
Yeah, you will see more people because there are more people in this country who hate this country. They're here from somewhere else. They're here in order to benefit from our country while hating every single minute of it, viewing us as the big devil or whatever the hell it is. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, who actually has, this is his province, he gets to make these decisions as Secretary of State, says, you know, when people come here, they come here as our guests, no matter if it's a green card or a student visa.
When you come to the United States as a visitor, which is what a visa is, which is how this individual entered this country, on a visitor's visa, okay, you are here as a visitor. We can deny you that visa. This is not about free speech. This is about people that don't have a right to be in the United States to begin with. No one has a right to a student visa. No one has a right to a green card, by the way.
Yeah, no one has. You don't have a right. You can't say, "Well, I'm in France. I'm going to just go down to the American embassy and demand my green card."
Well, he may also made the point that if you are applying for a student visa and you put in your application that you're for the eradication of the Western civilization,
yeah, we'll say no.
And you're for Hamas, we went in. We wouldn't let you in. So once you get in and you continue with that behavior, you're getting kicked out.
Yeah, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
What some dopey judge thinks or says. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines are being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com online. Federal judge in Maryland is ordering thousands of fired government employees be reinstated. Thursday evening, a judge issued a temporary restraining order against a dozen agencies that had fired their probationary employees. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to the ruling of a federal judge in Baltimore regarding those employees who were fired by the Trump administration. Van Hollen says in the latest blow to their, quote, illegal DOGE operation, end quote, the judge ordered the Trump administration to immediately reinstate thousands of illegally fired federal workers. Van Hollen says it's the truth and we are catching up to them. We cannot let up. Baltimore County police officer in guarded condition after he was shot outside the Wilkins precinct on Thursday afternoon. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the alleged gunman entered the police station on Walker Avenue about 2:30 p.m., left the building, and then fired at the officer who was at the gas pump during a shift change. There were other officers in the parking lot, and they shot the suspect, who now is in critical condition. During a Thursday evening news conference, Chief McCullough said, based on information he has, it's clear that the shooting was premeditated. A former Baltimore City Council candidate has been convicted for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Nichelle Henson found guilty yesterday on federal charges of bank fraud and making false statements, filing multiple economic injury, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications. This all took place between 2020 and 2021. 732 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 in Lauderdale, 175. Your pick 4 is 7434. And now at 733, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
This is a solid backup on the outer loop. They're all looking at this wreck, which is in the median on the outer loop just south of I-70. So everybody's there, but there's a lot of flashing lights in that painted out area. So they're looking at it, and they're slowing. And then once they clear that, we're okay towards Frederick Road. But we're backed up even beyond the ramp now at 795. So from start to finish, 15 to 20 minutes at least to get through there. The inner loop is slowing. There is a vehicle stopped on the inner loop opposite the accident scene. It's also related to that. So the inner loop is now backing up back to Route 40. Delays to and from Annapolis with the wreck on I-97 northbound. The wreck is coming up from Parole after you make the turn on I-97, but the southbound side can see it, and we're backed up to the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy skies for us here this morning as we start off our Friday. They'll break up, give way to sunshine this afternoon. It'll be cool, middle to upper 50s this afternoon. Clouds return tonight, middle to upper 40s. Cloudy and milder for us on Saturday. Low 60s tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. From Derek Mason to Anquan Boldin to Steve Smith, the Ravens have history of signing premier receivers past their prime who still have gas in the tank to come in and do it for Baltimore. And yesterday, the team made official perhaps the best one of them all, signing DeAndre Hopkins to a one-year deal, pairing up the 12-year vet with Lamar and his former teammate in Tennessee, Derrick Henry. The three have combined for just shy of 400 touchdowns in their NFL careers. Birds fell to the Blue Jays and Anthony Santander yesterday. 6-4 was the final in Dunedin, Florida. Kate Povich was roughed up. 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings pitch. Santander 1-for-4 against his former teammates. The Orioles will host the Twins this afternoon at 1:05. Caps in Los Angeles last night blanked for only the second time all season. This time by the Kings. 3-0 was the final. Caps were 0-4-5, I should say, on the power play. Head coach Spencer Carberry knew something was up right away.
You could tell right away that we were off. Power play's not good early in that game. We get 2 in the first period, so your antennas are up right away with our group. So, yeah, not good.
Caps continue their West Coast swing Saturday against the Sharks. Maryland back in action tonight. Big Ten quarterfinal taking on the Fighting Illini. One concern is the 6-day layoff Maryland has had leading up to the game. Head coach Kevin Willard acknowledges that.
We haven't been great coming off breaks, but I think this break was much needed just from the fact that the grind was real those last 4 games. I think the pressure, the stress of where we were, how we were playing, I think that was a little bit of a mental fatigue on our guys.
Game time is 6:30 tonight in Indianapolis. The nation's best in-season D3 lacrosse round robin comes to town today. It'll be at Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills on the campus of Stevenson University. Talking about the Mustang Classic, bringing together 10 of the nation's top Division III teams. In fact, 9 of the 10 are ranked in the top 18. Defending national
national champ Tufts is here. RIT, who played them in the title game, is here. Those two will play tomorrow. Games begin at 11:30 this morning, continue tomorrow. 10 games in all. Stevenson is in the nightcap both nights versus Lynchburg today and versus St. Lawrence tomorrow night. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the high school baton attacker is charged with assault.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'm sure you guys have seen this on the internet, yes. On YouTube. The Virginia High School Track and Field Championships, the 400-meter relay.
Yes.
So the two young ladies involved, Kayleen Tucker was gaining ground on Alayla Everett, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
When Everett, as Tucker was passing, lifted her arm with the baton and started bashing Tucker in the head. She did it two or three times. Tucker obviously feeling it. Like, ran off the track. She suffered a concussion. And initially, Everett, who was the attacker, said that she had done it accidentally.
Right. Yeah, whoopsie.
Yeah, the video replay clearly showed it wasn't an accident.
Right.
You don't do it two or three times. Anyway, she's been charged with assault.
Right.
And Tucker has suffered a concussion. And so now here we are. We'll see what the consequences are. But, I mean, what world does this happen?
The alleged attacker also said that she's the victim because of the negative publicity she has received.
Correct.
All the pushback. And now the NAACP is defending her. Not the victim in this case. And don't you think it would have been a great moment of sportsmanship if it was an accident, watching your baton drive somebody off the track, stumbling to the ground, that you would stop?
Stop.
Yeah. Offer,
and help
and
her.
And help her.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so it tells you who we're dealing with here.
Or at the end of the race, if you hadn't noticed until after you pass it and you're still processing the information, then you turn around and you go back. You say, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Not apples to apples here, but it does remind you, I'm sure you guys remember this, back in the 1960s, Juan Marichal taking the bat bashing John Roseboro, the Dodgers catcher, over the head with it.
Yeah.
That initially kept Juan Marichal out of the Hall of Fame. The two eventually became friends, Marichal ended up playing for the Dodgers, and Marichal was finally elected into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, maybe the same will happen for these two young ladies.
We'll see.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Maryland Democrat Progressive Assault on taxpayers continues unabated. It cannot be stopped unless the Democrats stop it themselves, because Republicans, frankly, don't have the numbers. Now, they're trying. The Maryland Freedom Caucus is doing the best they can, but they just don't have the numbers.
100-39.
And we'll get to Speaker Jones here in just a second. And again, I want to preface my remarks by saying it is a tragedy that she recently lost her son. I can't imagine the pain of having to lose a child. I just can't. So that being said, any criticism here today is nothing to do with that. It has to do with the last 6 years, mm-hmm. where she has refused to give a single media interview. Not one. Now, Governor Moore gives interviews. He pretty much dodges all the, evades all the questions, but at least he grants you access, and Senate President Bill Ferguson gives interviews. Speaker Jones has not sat down once in 6 years. I remember Speaker Bush. Remember Speaker Bush?
Yeah.
He gave us an interview at Chicken Ruth's years ago when Frank was here, and we didn't agree on a lot of things, but at least he gave us media access. I do want to say the fiscal note is now in on the Annapolis Democrats House Bill 1554, and it is, and the numbers are staggering. This is the business-to-business service sales tax. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Nearly $1 billion tax hike in the first year alone, climbing to $1.2 billion annually and every year thereafter. So this legislation threatens to raise consumer prices at best, and at worst, could force businesses to close their doors or leave Maryland altogether. This is a horrific bill, and sometimes a strong speaker can stop a bill like this. But what's happening here is, I think, people smell there's blood in the water here.
Yep.
They think that maybe Speaker Jones has had enough. So now the race is on. Who can be the most progressive? Who can be the most woke in the Maryland General Insane Asylum? Here are some Republicans commenting on that.
It's problematic for the average Marylander.
Taxpayers are at the brink, and all they're talking about is more taxes, more taxes.
Survey isn't...
Yeah, and Delegate Mark Fisher says, look, the speaker should be the stopgap here, but that has been completely ignored.
And normally, the business people would go to the speaker and say, please don't pass this business services tax. But we don't have that option anymore because we don't have that stopgap.
Yeah, there is no stopgap. It's pretty much open season, and we've seen this with a bunch of bills. Yep. Unless they're tabled in committee, once they get out on the floor, there's no stopping them, and Delegate Fisher says this is the reason why.
It's not happening because we have a House of Delegates where the Speaker is thinking about not running again, I think. At least that's what we're being told. And so there's a race going on to replace the Speaker.
Yeah.
And yeah, can you imagine if it's somebody like David Moonbat or one of these other woke progressive Marxists that are taking this thing? Even California, as nutty as they are, and we talked about the Californication of Maryland.
Yep.
In 2022, during the Green New Deal attack on fossil fuels by the Biden regime, the crazy Democrats in Annapolis copied the actions of the crazy Democrats out in Sacramento. But even before the 40 million EVs that they wanted to have exclusively by 2035 in California, they were already experiencing rolling blackouts in the state of California. So what'd they do there? They legislature reversed course. So in 2022, lawmakers there passed a bill to extend its operation into way past the 2030s, citing grid reliability concerns and the difficulty of replacing the output for clean energy resources. So they knew they weren't going to meet the goals. They knew that the California taxpayers were going to get hammered, and they, in turn, were going to get hammered. So they reversed course. But here in Maryland, I don't know if we have savvy enough legislators to know what's about to happen to them.
Yeah, it's amazing. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is your opportunity to pick up some cool stuff. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. That comes up in around 60 seconds because you guys are fast about this. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, New Rec, in the city. This is going to be south of the Hanover Street Bridge, Potee Street, and Cherry Hill Road. Vehicle on its side, and the fire department and Rescue 1 all just arrived there. So if you're coming up from Brooklyn, you may be coming off the south end of the Hanover Street Bridge. A lot of activity arriving there at the scene. Traffic along I-97 still slow. The wreck is between State Road 50 and the ramp at 178 of the bridge at 178 and the ramp at Route 50. So we still had delays affecting I-97 south and the ramp from Parole on 50 turning north onto I-97. The wreck, still a couple of vehicles in the median outer loop south of I-70. All the lanes are getting by. We're backed up to 795. The inner loop is looking at it, and we're backed up back to the ramp at Frederick Road. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your cooling system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by Bernie's Automotive and the experts there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says a cloudy start to the day, maybe some sunshine later this afternoon, and highs in the mid to upper 50s tonight. Back down into the mid to upper 40s, and then tomorrow some fog, low 60s, and then showers and storms on Sunday with a high near 70. Right now, sunshine is out in Columbia, 41. We still have some cloud cover in Owings Mills, 40 degrees there. Time for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. And, of course, our prize today is a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. Tony in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third.
Third. All right. We'll put Tony third. We've missed the wit and wisdom of Chuck Whitaker for the last several days. Many listeners were confused by Chuck's absence.
Yeah.
And didn't quite know what to pick.
I know.
Yeah.
Chuck was confused as well.
What do they think now?
He can be a force for good or bad.
Yeah.
You know,
he is a force, though.
Yeah. He is a force.
Yeah.
And
I'm a force out.
No doubt about that. All right, here we go. Story number one. You'll sense that there's a theme here on today's stories. Story one. Oregon's health authority, the state agency responsible for shaping mental health policies, has welcomed a new advisory board member who identifies as a turtle. During the council hearing, J.D. Holt, who also goes by J.D. Terrapin on Facebook, proudly announced her preferred pronouns include they, them, turtle. Story 2, New Jersey hospital raising eyebrows over parents of a newborn who have identified their newborn baby boy as a male turtle and have named him Donatello after one of the famous ninja turtles. And story 3, a Pennsylvania man who was going through security at New Jersey Airport was found to have a live turtle in his pants. According to the TSA, the turtle was detected after a body scanner alarm went off at Newark's International Airport. A word on whether it was a box or snapping turtle.
Well, he'd have known that right away, I think.
Yeah, I think he'd have figured that part out.
Depends on which way you put him in, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's another story there.
Yes.
Story 1?
That has to do with gerbils, Chuck. That's different.
Member of the Oregon...
It's like a shotgun, Bruce.
Yeah.
Member of the Oregon Mental Health Advisory Board identifies as a turtle. Story 2, New Jersey parents give their newborn baby boy a turtle identity. Or story 3, a man caught at Newark Airport with a live turtle in his pants. So, let's have some fun here with this one. All right, Chuck, you get to go first today.
I don't know. I mean, I know you can put things in your pants and try to get away with it.
Well, you did that in Irvington years ago.
That's how we got in and out of Neptune's with a lot of different subjects. But I had cats following me all the way back to the school.
That's what it meant to the go to the submarine races for you.
Yeah, they were maiden choice. That's why they called it that. I'm going to go, I don't know, it's so stupid. I'll go, oh, damn thing's stupid. One.
All right, well, story one for Chuck. Bruce.
I think story one is true. I think story three is true. I think in naming your baby Donatello indicates you know far more about Renaissance sculptor than you should. I think that's a fake news story.
Bruce goes for two, and Tony in Pikesville.
As much as I like the guy on number one, I'm going to pick number two also.
All right, so... You're saying you like Chuck, but you don't like his pick.
Yeah.
All right.
He's kind of a leather.
That's
kind of
pretty, much,
back, isn't he?
Pretty much a common thing here on the show. Kristen.
Nice. That's nice.
I don't know either, but I'm going to say one and three at least are adults making their own choices. So number two is horrible if they're doing that to their son. So I'll hope that one is fake, so I'll also go with number two. And
Kristen goes for story number two as well. Nobody picked story number three. Man who puts a live turtle in his pants. Yeah, Chuck used to do those little baby turtles you got.
Yeah, yeah.
So
around Easter, you take the baby chickens, same thing.
Right.
They got a whole barnyard in there.
Right. And then, of course, now he puts peeps down there.
Yep. I got another story that goes with that, but I can't say it.
They call him Peeping Chuck.
And, of course, back in Irvington, he'd always put crabs in his pants. So that's, I guess, a different story.
Yeah.
No, I took shots for that.
Okay.
Story number two got three votes, and that's because it's a fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Chuck.
Donatello.
You know, got to get brushed up and back in the swing of things here.
Sorry.
Okay? Injure yourself there?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right, Tony, congratulations.
Well, what's your one? That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
You know, I got all that other stuff. I got cups and everything.
And you got this, Kristen. So if he's having, well, 21, that's all that matters. If Chuck were right and you and I were wrong, I'm sure he would have said exactly the same thing. There you go.
7:50. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now, it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably,
No matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet Store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
What is America is what's in Washington, D.C. right now, thanks to the American Revolution that happened on November the 5th. But they are not done fighting. The left is not done trying to take America to hell with it. And it's not going to work. And that this sort of anti-Semitism has been allowed to foment. And by the way, it's bought and paid for. It is George Soros money. It is Iran money. It is USA money. It's not organic, these anti-Semitic protests on university campuses. Not one little bit.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up next half hour. Nina Mancioni joins us, Delegate Mancioni, during the 8 o'clock hour. Also, it turns out that over at MSNBC, they like selective editing a whole lot because it enables them to characterize Donald Trump's statements in a fashion that he never intended and did not say. And more from Baltimore County. Officer shot there, and he is, we'll find out how he's doing. 753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, here he is, the man who knows everything. Just don't want to share it with us. Nasty guy. Chuck Whitaker.
Not everything.
Not everything.
That would make it interesting. I got to keep something back.
Yeah.
Which is most of it in my case. What can
which
I tell you?
Which is usually 10%.
You stay out of this. the wreck in the city is on Poteet Street and Cherry Hill Road. Vehicle on its side. So they were coming up there pretty quickly. So anybody coming out of Brooklyn, if you're coming south, out of South Baltimore, hun, across the Hanover Street Bridge, all the activity is there. The wreck still in the median. Outer loop and I-70 delays. They're looking at it. The heavy traffic and delays leaving and to and from Annapolis. I-97, the wreck is between 178 and the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a cloudy start for some areas. We'll see peaks of sunshine in others. And by this afternoon, 57 or so for the high tonight. Low to mid to upper 40s for the low. Going to be cloudy. And then some morning fog as things begin to warm up. 60s for the high tomorrow. Showers and storms Sunday with a high near 70 right now. Sunshine in Annapolis, 41. And it is sunny in Bel Air as well, 39 degrees, and you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, remember the little dust-up that happened the other day in the House when the chair of a committee decided to actually follow the rules of the road and characterize somebody who has the twig and berries as a male, as a mister, rather than as a miss or a missus. And the Democrats got their shorts in a knot on that one, some fierce. Well, the man in question is named Sarah McBride. It's a he who pretends he's a she, who is a congressperson from the state of Delaware. Well, he went up to the microphone following this little dust-up in order to say, hey, I'm cool, I'm center of the road, I'm normal, and those people in the GOP, they're strange.
We will not take a lecture on decorum from a party that incited an insurrection. I wish that they would spend even a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, thinking about how to lower the costs for American families. They are obsessed with culture war issues. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird and it is bizarre.
No, really? It's weird? Wait. Well, then, if I might ask, I mean, I realize this is pretty forward of you to ask, but how would you characterize your personal choices?
It is weird and it is bizarre.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood that clearly. So, yeah, the individual, male individual, who shows up in makeup and a dress in Congress, decides that the guy wearing the suit and the tie is weird and unusual. It's the world in which we live, folks. It is the swamp in which we wade. It is the ocean in which we swim. But I'm sorry. It's appropriate to characterize somebody who is male as a male person. Again, we played this soundbite yesterday from Katie Hopkins over in Great Britain. She said, look, you want to be a lampshade? That's fine. You're a lampshade. But don't require me to ratify your psychoses, basically. Don't require me to say, oh, fine. Hi, lampshade. How are you doing? I mean, no, that's not the reality of the situation. You're not a lampshade. You're a dude. You're not a girl. You're a guy. And all that they were doing in the House was following the rules. And, of course, if the Democrats had not made an issue of it right then, that very minute, this wouldn't even be a story. If they said, well, this is the way the game is going to be played, okay, we've got to go on from there and play the game in that fashion. But, of course, then you have people who take a look at this woman thing standing up at the microphone, and they say,
she has no clue what she's doing, and she doesn't care.
No, she has no clue what she's doing, and she doesn't care.
He
doesn't care. Yeah, I know. It's a very confusing world in which we live, Sean. I just somehow managed to struggle along and
The Democrats are doing, because they're hemorrhaging in voter support and their special interest groups, and have been for quite some time, is they're normalizing abnormal behavior.
Yeah.
They're normalizing mental illness. And again, this is a fellow human being, and I do empathize with that person, and I think that they should seek counseling and get all the help they need. Mm-hmm. But way to go, Delaware. I can't imagine this is the best person you could find to run for Congress in the state of Delaware, that you had to get somebody, a biological male, who identifies as a woman, and elect that person to higher office to represent you in Congress. You know, not even Maryland is that dopey. We had one, I think, in the 5th District. We had was it a former Navy SEAL that was that transitioned and was running and lost here in the state of Maryland? So even Maryland is crazy and blue as it is, did not vote for that.
You had a candidate for the Senate in Delaware one or two cycles ago, Republican, who went on with her and said, I'm not a witch.
Right.
Because that was one of the things. Well, she was characterized as really weird.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who says, I am a girl. Oh, that's normal.
Right. That was Christine O'Donnell. Yeah. I remember we interviewed her several times here on this program. But now Democrats are normalizing abnormal behavior.
As Dr. Patrick Moynihan once said, defining deviancy down. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? I love that sound. Or maybe hearing your favorite song or conversations with old friends. You're missing pieces. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your spouse, your mom, your dad, brother, sister. Whatever the situation might be, it could be your child. Because it happens at any age. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, I'll call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and an empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100, online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Delegate Mangione's coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrat opposition to a Republican spending bill to fund the government through September is crumbling. It's a Senate showdown over a potential shutdown.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced he's ready to start the process of considering a Republican-led spending bill, which passed the U.S. House earlier this week. Reversing his position to oppose the measure, Schumer now rationalizes that a shutdown would give a victory to President Donald Trump. In public pronouncements, the Democrats wanted to hold the line against the administration's cuts to government agencies, but with reports of their behind-closed-doors divisions, the party has few options. Yesterday, GOP Senate Majority Leader John Thune said it's time to fish or cut bait. George Williams reporting.
The president's attempt to cut the size and the cost of government is being blocked by a couple of federal judges, one in Baltimore, the other in San Francisco. Administration vowing to appeal rulings that block the firings of thousands of federal employees. The president pays a visit to once hostile territory today. He'll stop by the Department of Justice, now under new management.
The DOJ was top of mind for Donald Trump during the campaign as he railed against what he called the weaponization of the federal government, especially against him. He was charged with illegally retaining classified documents and trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. But the DOJ, which is now led by his former defense attorneys and allies, abandoned those cases after he won re-election.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Hamas is signaling acceptance of a proposal from mediators to release one living American-Israeli hostage, as well as the bodies of four dual national hostages who died in captivity. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures are up 250 points. NASDAQ futures 233 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800 the number 4 relief 800 4 relief for Relief Factor.
Five.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We still have delays to and from Annapolis. The accident is 50 northbound, coming up from I-97. But southbound traffic can see it. We're backed up southbound all the way back to Route 32. The backup northbound is backing up the ramp from 50 west, coming over from Parole. So it's taking an extra 15 to 20 minutes to get through that area. So that's still a problem for that traffic along I-97, 178, possibly, if you want to take that as a detour route coming out of Annapolis to the north. The wreck is still in the median on the outer loop south of I-70. They're still looking at it. We're still backed up towards the bridge at 795. City police are working at the scene of an overturned vehicle, Poteet Street and Cherry Hill Road on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy skies for us here this morning as we start off our Friday. They'll break up, give way to sunshine this afternoon. It'll be cool, middle to upper 50s this afternoon. Clouds return tonight, middle to upper 40s. Cloudy and milder for us on Saturday. Low 60s tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, 43 degrees in Dundalk, and Hunt Valley currently has 43 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A former Baltimore City Council candidate has been convicted for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Nisha Henson found guilty Thursday on federal charges of bank fraud, making false statements, filing multiple economic injury, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications. All this happened during the 2 years, 2020 and 2021. I used the money then on personal expenses, like plastic surgery and home renovations for herself and for relatives. Her sentencing is now scheduled for August 5th. Former detective with the Harford County Sheriff's Office now facing federal charges that include sexual exploitation of a child. According to the 10-count indictment, 50-year-old Ryan Christopher Hall, that's Ryan Christopher Hall, is accused of sexually abusing two minors from May of 2017 through October of 2024. In addition, authorities say Hall installed cameras to produce child sexual abuse material. He is scheduled to appear in federal court Wednesday, March 19th, initially arrested and charged in Carroll County last October. And a dog was thrown from a moving car on the inner loop of the Beltway near Route 43. It's now at Barks. Drivers saw the dog being tossed from the vehicle near White Marsh in the split about noon on Sunday. Several people stopped to find it. Barks said that the dog was brought to the shelter. His name is Blue. He's around 15 years old. He's getting up there. Any information, please call the Maryland State Police. 806, coming up next, Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. MaidPro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be the O's and Twins this afternoon in Sarasota. Another chance to see free agent acquisition Tomoyuki Sugano ply his trade. The 35-year-old has been stellar in spring. 1-0, 7 strikeouts. His ERA is, well, it's nothing. It's 0.00. This was manager Brandon Hyde welcoming Sugano and introducing him to the team a couple of weeks ago.
This is Tomo, everybody.
In the last
one. Got here. Long flight. How many hours? 16 hours post the next day. We're super excited to have you.
Ravens welcoming three into the flock yesterday themselves and spending about $10 million to do it. DeAndre Hopkins, fullback Pat Ricard, and special teamer Jake Hummel were made official. After restructuring Marlon Humphrey's deal, the team is now approximately $6 million under the cap. Maryland starts its quest for Big Ten basketball title tonight, taking on the Illini at 6:30 p.m. Fans are excited. Head coach Kevin Willard was asked if the Terps were.
They will be excited. It's just... kids don't get excited 3 days before something happens anymore.
Kids. And finally, one of the greatest sports journalists of our time has passed away. John Feinstein, the author of 48 books, 23 of which were New York Times bestsellers, died yesterday at his brother's home in McLean, Virginia. John was my broadcast partner on ESPN for 5 years, and all he would ever talk about besides politics and college basketball was the love he had for his wife, Chris, and his beautiful young daughter, Jane. This was way too soon. John Feinstein was 68. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, you're The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Stay tuned. Major programming announcement coming up within minutes here on WCBM. But we kick off the hour going on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. Good
morning.
Happy Friday to you guys.
Yeah, same to you. Look, you've been down there now for a number of years in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. You've seen it all. You've heard it all. But this year seems to be like the a real doozy. Would you say this session is probably the worst you've ever seen?
Well, Sean, the answer is absolutely yes. But before I get to that, I do want to take a second to offer my prayers, of course, to the Baltimore County officer who was shot yesterday. Just unbelievable that this type of tragedy. I mean, there's been a war on police for a number of years now, and I believe the officer is recovering, so thank God there. So my prayers for him. And I wanted to also give a quick shout-out, if I have a second
here. Sure.
To make a comment about how important it is for people in the audience to know, and I know you guys agree here, down the ballot elections, because the school board is one that has never really received as much attention until recently, especially as the unhinged radical left has been really pushing their agenda to indoctrinate the kids. Well, my district, we're truly lucky in North Baltimore County, especially, to have, her name is Maggie Domanowski. I'm not sure if you guys touched on this or saw this article, but Maggie...
They censored her, is that right, the school board?
They censored Maggie simply for... Maggie's a woman who fights for common sense. She's a very big advocate for the taxpayers. I mean, this is taxpayer money that funds the schools. And, of course, she stands up for the children. So she was shockingly censored by the Baltimore County School Board, literally for questioning their superintendent about budget decisions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Maggie's tough. So she, you know, she's a no BS type of lady. And she stood up for the taxpayers, and she stood up and questioned. And for the only reason... is because she defeated a teachers union-backed candidate, and now they're deliberately trying to undermine her with a smear tactics like this.
Well, it was asinine. They said they didn't like her tone. Because she questioned authority, because you questioned Dr. Rogers, said that they didn't like her tone. She was respectful. She didn't call anybody any names. She didn't shout at her. Didn't use any slurs or anything. So we'll see if we can get Maggie on the air and tell her side of the story, because I don't think the Baltimore Banner did a good job of relating the whole story.
No, you're absolutely right. That's why I wanted to give a shout out. Great job, Maggie. Thank you for everything you do for our district, and keep fighting. Nothing wrong there. But yes, Sean, back to our original point here. This session, I believe, in my 7 years, has been the worst of the worst. The point to blame and try to deflect on the Donald Trump is unbelievable. Maryland's budget crisis is really exhibited, and this year it shows more than ever in my 7 years how irresponsible the Democrats really are. They've mismanaged this budget. It's on full display for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
So there was slightly a $4 billion reserve fund when Governor Moore came into office, right? They had no appetite to cut back on the spending, and they burned through that $4 billion in 3 years. And, of course, shocker, who was president during those 4 years? It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Joe Biden. Trump has nothing to do, not a damn thing, with Maryland's budget catastrophe. Now, like you said, to your point, they are looking into schemes, tax schemes, like HB 1554, which is a 2.5% tax on services. We may have touched slightly on this last week, but now that it has so much momentum, and that the appropriations chair, for example, has even said everything's on the table. Right. HB 1554, this is a 2.5% tax on services that we all use, by the way.
Yeah. Hold that thought, right? Hold that thought, please, you know, if you would. We'll be right back to you in just a moment. 813 right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
So the wreck I-97 above Route 50 is on the shoulder now. We can see that it has had an impact pretty quickly. Southbound side looks a little better. The northbound traffic now coming over from Parole on 50 westbound and then north on I-97. Starting to loosen up, but they're still on the shoulder. Going to be there for a while, but at least now we're moving some traffic once again. West side beltway still being delayed. The wreck in the median outer loop after I-70 down at the bridge at Crosby Road. We have construction delays. They're working in the right lane, I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel forecast, sunshine today and high about 57 right now. We're sunny and 42 in Pasadena and 40 in Towson on the House. Delegate Nino Mangioli, we're talking about House Bill 1554, the business-to-business tax, 2.5% on just about every service imaginable except legal services and medical services. And, gee, I wonder how that happened.
Yeah. What a shocker.
And, of course, it's now been scored, Nino. I understand the fiscal policy note is back, and we're looking at $1 billion in this next fiscal year and then $1.2 the following year and every year thereafter?
Yeah, that's the estimate. And that's funny because the legal – I was curious as to why the legal, and I was going to maybe ask that on the House floor among some other questions. And, yeah, I think that's what the budget analyst estimate – over $1 billion a year is what this so-called revenue is going to generate, which really means it's over a $1 billion tax per year.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I mean, you guys have seen this all before in Washington, D.C. and in Annapolis, where I would call them paid protesters, right? You have these organized labor unions who come down with hundreds and hundreds of people probably being paid. You have some of the Moms Demand Action groups, and I'm sure some of them are just here because they truly believe. That's fine. But it's organized political movements, so to speak. And the unions are a political movement, make no mistake. No. However, this bill was so bad that more than 400 small business owners showed up in Annapolis who literally had to take time out of their day. This isn't organized political movements. This is how harmful this bill is, that these small business people had to mobilize together, come down here, and testify against this disastrous bill. This is going to run jobs out of Maryland. It's going to hurt our economy. It's this new tax. It's going to force Marylanders to pay more for things, even like food, clothes, energy, you name it. It's going to push Maryland towards the bottom, I believe. We're already one of the worst states in the country for tax competitiveness and to do business. This will push us to the very bottom. It's unbelievable, and you're right. The estimate's well over $1 billion. And by the time it's done, our tax system will be much more complex. Everyone's going to pay more. Maryland's economy, I believe, will take a hit. It isn't a solution, this bill, 1554. It's a symptom of what I said before, this radical Democrat majority and the governor, who I believe are out of touch with hardworking families. No common sense here. And again, when I hear that the appropriation chair says all options are on the table, when this bill came out in the dark of night and then gets an immediate hearing out of the Rules Committee, and then they have in the very next week, the committee hearing, and it basically, from my understanding, it's going to be brought to the House floor this week at the end, because we're here until tomorrow as well. It's very, very dangerous times for Maryland.
Yeah, you felt like you were a sailor on leave. You just got rolled. Listen, Nino, there's a difference between static analysis and dynamic analysis of any economic phenomenon. And it seems to me that the Democrats always operate under a static analysis. They took a look at a situation and they assume they can take any action and there'll be no response to that action from those people who are affected. A dynamic analysis says we're going to take this action. What kinds of effects will we be seeing here? And if they were taking a look at it in a dynamic sense, they say, well, it's going to hurt businesses. Some of them will shut down. Some of them will leave. And more people who actually have money will simply leave the state or stop doing business here. Am I right in what I see is happening in Annapolis?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's why, they mobilized in the hundreds to come down here, because of the real life effect. And I want to add this 2.5% tax business to business, I mean, that is on top of every other tax that these businesses are already paying, on top of stuff like inflation, which is basically an unwritten tax. And then you have, and mind you, I mean, there are other tax proposals that they're 100%, we've mentioned in other interviews, going to implement in the governor's budget. And then there are also ones that are still on the table that may or may not get passed, like the sugary drinks tax, for example. I mean, they're looking at other, the DLS, the Department of Legislative Services, has offered a number of other potential proposals for the Democrat leadership to take a look at. Sales tax on vehicle service, for example.
Right.
Whether or not these things are going to happen, I don't know, but don't put these appetizers in front of them, because the Democrats are hungry for taxes.
We do have about a minute left. I just want to get your thoughts. It doesn't seem to me that Speaker Jones is up for stopping this bill at all. So I think it will probably pass the House. Do you think Ferguson will kill it over in the Senate?
That is a great question. And honestly, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'm not optimistic, but I don't know.
Well, because he's already poo-pooed the 2% city sales tax increase.
The city sales tax, yeah, I saw that. If I was betting, that's a great question, Sean.
Okay.
I hope he does.
Yeah, just throw it out there, grist for the mill. Delegate,
I don't know.
Thank you so much again. On the House,
as always,
Nino Mangione. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You do the same. Enjoy the weekend. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, is with us, as he is each and every Friday. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. The weekend is here. And what is the latest out there in real estate world and those crazy interest rates you've been hearing about?
Yes, John. Rates began to ease last week when the jobs report came out.
which helped fuel applications, which were up 11% this past week. So it's really perfect timing for a market that's been showing some signs of strengthening this year. And we're talking to home sellers every week that are finally ready to pull the trigger. They've been on the sidelines, some for, you know, a number of years.
Vinny, what about inventory? You know, I know spring is always the time where people want to have their houses listed because families want to be in before the next school year, et cetera. Is there any improvement in inventory, or is it pretty much the same homes that have been picked over with really nothing good to look at?
You know, historically, Bruce, this time of year will bring more and more sellers on the market, and but they're going to find a different type of buyer this year than they've experienced in the past. And buyers are going into the market with more cautious. They're more cautious, and they want to have less risk for their purchase.
So, but Vinny, when you say less risk, are you talking about getting a lower rate?
You know, that's certainly part of it, Sean. We talked last week about payment shock, and but fortunately for buyers today, they could access special financing programs from companies like ours when they bundle their purchase with their mortgage and title. And this allows the buyers to get in the home with less financial stress and in some cases zero down. And for our sellers, this makes their home stand out amongst all the other listed properties that are for sale, because we're able to provide solutions to the buyer's concerns.
Well, we know also you do a lot more than just make your seller's home stand out for the competition.
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. In this market, with the increase in inventory, you need to have a competitive advantage. Like an example is our certified pre-owned home program that provides assurances to the seller that they're going to have a smooth and fail-safe transaction, or our trade-up program that allows buyers with a home to sell to purchase one of our sellers' homes without a home sale contingency. So if you're thinking about selling this year, you'd like to sell it instead of just listing it and waiting, give me a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Very good, Vinny. Have a great weekend, and hopefully see a lot of sales out there this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys. We'll see ya.
That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, 410-709-7515.
8:23 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Montgomery County, 270 southbound at Montgomery Avenue, and with that, we're backed up about a mile and a half or so for the traffic coming south. Backed up pretty good right now as you're working your way down. Left-hand lane is blocked at the accident scene. Slow recovery, but at least we're moving traffic again through Annapolis around the ramp at 50 at I-97. The Beltway still slowing around the accident scene on the outer loop near I-70. There's a new wreck in Baltimore County, Pulaski Highway at Martin Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Weather Channel forecast, sunshine abounds today, high about 57, and overnight low about 42. And then tomorrow we warm up a little bit into the 60s. We had some morning fog. And then Sunday, some showers and thunderstorms return, high about 70. Right now, sunny and 40 in Parkville, and it is 41 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM once again at 8:24. It is time for us to find out which lefty has lost it completely. To do that, we head over to the circus. Please head to the circus with me. Enter, if you could, the big top. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and
I was excited to continue serving in this capacity, and they not only tore that out from under my feet, but couldn't even just grant me a layoff and instead place the blame on me, that it was my performance, and I've gotten nothing but positive reviews on that. So I feel very much like the message is that my service is valued They don't care about how this impacts me or people like me. And to me, it's inhumane. It feels like they're ignoring our personhood and not respecting us as human beings or as Americans.
Okay. That's such a Generation X or Z thing to say, ignoring my personhood. That woman, her name is Chelsea Milburn, and she just got fired from the Department of Education. And she's concerned because they're ignoring her personhood. It could just be your personhood is just fine, darling, but they just don't want you at that particular place to work there anymore. So brush yourself off, get up, and go find another job where perhaps they'll acknowledge your personhood and make you feel part of an integrated whole until you're viewed as an extra baggage, and they'll just toss you out the door as well. Right now, just get out of here.
It's unreal.
They're ignoring my personhood.
Some other local stories to share with you this morning. They're calling it Baltimore's Renaissance, Bruce. Mayor Scott releasing a statement on the increase in growth and population.
Growth and population, Sean.
From July 23 to July 24, Baltimore gained 754 residents.
Wow.
Most of which came from foreign countries. Maybe they just aren't aware of the reputation of Baltimore. But, you know, it's better than, I guess, losing population.
Wow.
Baltimore City taxpayer dollars have funded an organization that uses a youth instructor who appeared to praise the Taliban and celebrate terrorist attacks in Israel. The Islamic Leadership Institute of America got over $160,000 over the last couple of years from the Baltimore Children and Youth Fund. And apparently one of the listed guest speakers was Maury Salakan, who was an instructor at the Afia Foundation. He praised the Taliban 2 weeks after they took over Kabul's eye following the U.S. military's exit in the region, saying he was impressed with the Taliban leader. And, you know, the guy who led the Haqqani Network, too. How about that? These are stone-cold terrorists.
We're funding them.
Killers. The governor says he's into data. He loves data. Mm-hmm. Here's some data for you, Governor. Baltimore juveniles have now been tied to 25% of the carjacking arrests in Baltimore City and surrounding counties. But we don't have a juvenile problem. He says juvenile crime is down. Speaking of which, reportable offenses. There's a new bill by Delegate Robin Grammer, House Bill 588.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get that in passed through the House to increase the number of reportable offenses into schools to keep juvenile thugs out of our classrooms.
So I served on the Juvenile Fatality Committee. We got to take a look behind the curtain of the juvenile system. And what you find is the school system is very frankly very angry at the juvenile services system. And a big part of the reason behind that is frequently the juvenile services system sends students into the school system who have massive infractions. In Howard County, if you remember, the student was sent to the school system and he had been put, I believe, on an ankle monitor for beating a man and paralyzing him. And the superintendent of Howard County said, we wouldn't have made that placement if I'd have known his background. And that student went on to, allegedly murder another person. So the issue of school systems having no idea of the history of students that are placed in their prerogative is really a big one. So my bill, House Bill 588, a bill that's pushed by the Maryland Freedom Caucus, it's a really simple bill that was supported by a wide coalition. And the only people to oppose the bill were Governor Moore's Department of Juvenile Services and Secretary Schiraldi. So we think it's a very reasonable thing. We think when you have a bill that's supported by some of the most conservative jurisdictions and also some very liberal jurisdictions like Howard County, we think it's a very reasonable public safety measure for all our counties.
See, but he used that term reasonable. And there's no reason or logic in Annapolis anymore. Not from the governor, not from his Secretary of Juvenile Services, certainly not from the progressive majority that runs the House. And you might find a few senators in there. Might. But reason has flown right out the window when it comes to the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland.
It's amazing.
So, good luck with that, Delegate Grammer. Thank you for at least the effort. 8:30, coming up next, we'll take a look at the Swamp Media. squaring off against Donald Trump. Right now with headlines, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Federal judge in Maryland ordering thousands of fired government employees to be reinstated. Thursday evening, the judge issued a temporary restraining order against a dozen agencies that had fired their probationary employees. The ruling said the government gave no advance notice to the workers and fired them illegally without cause. Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to that ruling, saying regarding government employees who were fired by the Trump administration, Van Hollen says in the latest blow to their, quote, illegal DOGE operation, the judge had ordered the Trump administration to immediately reinstate thousands of illegally fired federal workers. Van Hollen says the truth and the law are catching up to them, and we cannot slow down. A Baltimore County police officer in guarded condition after he was shot outside the Wilkins precinct Thursday afternoon. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the alleged gunman entered the police station on Walker Avenue about 2:30 in the afternoon, left the building, and then fired at the officer who was at the gas pump during a shift change. There were other officers in the parking lot. They then shot the suspect, who is in critical condition. During a news conference yesterday evening, Chief McCullough said, based on the information he has, it is clear that the shooting was premeditated. A former Baltimore City Council candidate has been convicted for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Nichelle Henson found guilty yesterday on federal charges of bank fraud and making false statements, filing multiple economic inquiry, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications, and this all took place during COVID 2020 and 2021. Coming up at 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three, lottery number 175. Your pick 47434. And now it's 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Parkville side of the Beltway is clear right here at Hartford Road. That looks good. The inner loop at Greenspring is a little bit slow down the hill to the JFX. The west side still hurting, but the accident finally is gone. All the vehicles have left now from the outer loop south of I-70. That's starting to get better. Barring any new problems, we may be clearing out there even before 9, but we'll keep an eye on that. Pulaski Highway, Martin Boulevard, that was the new wreck. We had an overturned vehicle at one point in the city on Potee Street at Cherry Hill Road. A little slow yet. We had the earlier problems. I-97, the wreck between 178 and the ramp at Route 50. There's still some backing, but the lanes are open both north and southbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy skies for us here this morning as we start off our Friday. They'll break up, give way to sunshine this afternoon. It'll be cool, middle to upper 50s this afternoon. Clouds return tonight, middle to upper 40s. Cloudy and milder for us on Saturday. Low 60s tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. A blast from the past greeted the birds yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, when Anthony Santander stepped to the plate in a Blue Jay uniform. Tony Taters, of course, signing a 5-year, $92.5 million deal with the Jays. He went 1-for-4 in a 6-4 Blue Jay win, and afterwards was asked,
"Do you think that there was really a chance that you would stay with the Orioles?"
"Nah. See your chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close, bro."
Santander was offered a contract by the Orioles, but only after they had already signed free agent Tyler O'Neill. Cade Povich started for the Birds yesterday, allowing 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Tomioki Sugano goes for the Orioles today in Sarasota when they host the Twins at 105. Ravens currently approximately $6 million under the cap after a busy Thursday. Officially now, Ravens are DeAndre Hopkins, Pat Ricard, and Jake Hummel. Marlon Humphrey, who had his contract restructured, saving about $13 million for the team. Elsewhere in the AFC North, 2 days after trading for quarterback Kenny Pickett, the Browns are talking to Russell Wilson. The former Super Bowl champion played 11 games last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Caps in action last night, stoned by the Kings in Los Angeles. 3-0 was the final. Head coach Spencer Carberry saying the Kings did a good job eliminating the impact of Alex Ovechkin.
I don't think he touched the puck, let alone had a shot attempt on the power play. So power play, so those three, and then 5-on-5, his line, for the most part, was stuck in the defensive zone for majority of the night.
In fact, in 18 minutes of ice time, Ovi had no shots at all. Terps, one of the top offensive teams in the country, they continue their march to madness tonight in Indianapolis, taking on the Fighting Illini of Illinois, Big Ten quarterfinal. Head coach Kevin Willard acknowledging that these are exciting times for the Terps and their fans.
I think everyone's really enjoyed watching these guys play. I think that's what I'm more excited about than anything, is that, you know, the way we've played, the way these guys have played, I think has electrified the fan base. You know, not just that we're winning and we're 11th in the country and a 2-seed. I think the way we've played has been a lot of fun to watch.
He's absolutely right. 6:30 p.m. tonight, the game against the Illini. And finally, big-time college lacrosse comes to Baltimore today. Owings Mills, to be exact. Owings Mills Boulevard, even to be more exact, as the Callum Robinson Mustang Classic begins today on the campus of Stevenson University. 10 of the nation's top D3 teams, in fact 9 of the 10, are ranked in the top 18. Defending national champ Tufts is here. Games begin at 11:30 this morning, continue all day tomorrow. 10 games in all. Stevenson will be the nightcap both nights. The time now is 8:37. When we return, round and round they go.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
All right, this ought to be interesting. So usually you guys have a guest at 8:30, right? Yes. So I'm a little bit unprepared, to be honest with you.
Right.
However, and I think people know this.
You're used to that by now.
Of course you are. And I think people know this by now, but you know, I'm not the biggest NASCAR guy in the world.
Yeah.
I know that's probably not a great thing to say here, but I'm just being honest.
Okay. Right.
So Bruce is actually going to save me.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us all about the big race coming up in Las Vegas this weekend.
Vegas?
Yeah, oh my God. I can't wait.
The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series, it's in Las Vegas, 3:30 start time on Sunday for the Cup Series.
Now, you said some kind of record could be happening?
Christopher Bell is going for just a ninth driver in Cup Series to win 4 races in a row.
Mm. So he's already won three.
He's won three.
Yeah.
So
which is a pretty good feat.
Yeah. 3 in a row is pretty damn good. 4 in a row, he will be the ninth driver ever to do that.
Now, what team does he ride for?
I can't remember who he drives for.
Drive.
Joey Logano had been favored, but he got hit with a penalty. It was called a drive-through penalty on a yellow flag, so they cost him.
Yeah, they went after JGR, Joe Gibbs Racing, all over them this year so far. So.
Wait, doesn't Joey Logano swallow hot dogs, or is that another guy?
That's another Joey. That's Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
You're close.
You're so close. Okay. Yeah. They're both Joeys.
There is a driver to the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, my son used to work for Kraft Heinz, the company.
Did he ever get to drive the Wiener Mobile?
No, he never did get to drive it, but he actually worked next to somebody who was in charge of the Wienermobile.
Oh, the Wienermobile.
Yeah, so he was all, he knew all about that
stuff. Yeah, we were hoping he'd use his connections to get you down at the ballpark for one of the hot dog races.
I think we can do that. Okay. How did we get there from where we started?
Because
is what I want to know.
It's Friday.
From you not being prepared.
8:30 on Fridays. I got to be prepared from now on.
Thank you, Gary.
Love you guys.
8:30 tonight. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Gary in Kingsville.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary to Gary.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Bruce, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I think there needs to be some clarity on what you said about we get to choose who comes into our country.
Yeah.
Because I would put forth if Biden runs for office on a promise to welcome the world into our country, and he wins, and then not only opens our borders, but also flies these people here, and not only welcomes them, but also gives them protection and support, didn't we, in fact, welcome them here?
No, because he ran, the assumption was he was going to be following the federal law. He ran and behaved very much like a king, or very much like Barack Obama, who said, I have a pen and a phone. He ignored the existing federal law and thwarted any efforts to rein him in.
If a president disobeys federal law, who is to stop him?
Impeachment is the only way you can do it. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Impeachment. That's the only political tool we have for removal.
But the powers that be didn't impeach him.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
So they also...
This all needs to be clarified.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to be careful who you vote for.
You got that right.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks, but man. It's a good question. Gary, thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, sir. Alicia Menendez works over at MSNBC. And MSNBC has a way of selectively editing content so that their point of view actually is better represented. Donald Trump, a couple of days ago, talking about the attacks, physical attacks, on Tesla dealerships across the country. We've seen some of them here along Reisterstown Road. Said that if this continues, the physical attacks continue, and now there are death threats against Elon Musk, that these individuals who are doing this will be classified as domestic terrorists. And but he's very clear in saying that if this would be a physical attack on a company headquarters or a physical attack on the CEO of that company, that's domestic terrorism. Well, that's not how Alicia Menendez characterized what he said.
He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism.
Yeah, he would label violence as domestic terrorism, and then she played the following Trump cut.
Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists.
I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anybody doing it because they're harming a great American company. Let me tell you, you do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
So just to be clear, you protest a private company, you are labeled by this administration a domestic terrorist.
No, that's not what he said. He said if you commit violence against the company, not if you protest the company. But again, you couldn't say the truth two times in a row because that would, again, weaken your particular narrative. That's how the media are dealing with this. When you talk about somebody who really misused the media, it'd be Joe Biden. Well, Anita Haba found herself on the TV set of the fake Oval Office.
Look at the room that they put me in. We're in Biden's fake Oval Office, everybody. I've actually figured this out. I now know why. I now get it. Turn the camera around. There is a screen, teleprompter to the face. All I can say is the last administration was a disgrace.
Now, I don't know if she speaks Italian fluently or just has a word or two.
Scusi, babbida boopi.
Che cosa?
What are you doing?
Speaking Italian.
Babbida boopi. Babbida boopida babbida babbida.
Peter, you can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Boopi di babba. Boopi bibi boopi babba bibi babba.
Tu sei un pazzo. Va bene da qui.
Boopi di babba.
Sono stanco di te. Ti do un pugno alla testa. Uccido con questa carne.
Traffic and weather on at the trees. Once again, it's a Chalk and the Whitakers.
I'm a like you on the outer loop.
Wild and crazy, guys.
It's funny because I have a friend that talks just like that.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
The JFX, clear, doing fine, coming south of Ruxton Road. Northbound traffic out from the city-county line. No problem. Boy, the tunnel's been really good today. We'll always take that. Beltway is beginning to thin out now, even on the west side. Looks a lot better from I-70 down through Frederick Road. You're still slow. Construction area, they have one lane block northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Arrivederci.
Your weather channel forecast is going to be sunshine today. It abounds, and we're looking at a high of about 57. Low tonight about in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, some morning fog, and then it starts to warm up a little bit with highs in the low 60s. And then we're looking at some showers and storms for Sunday with a high near 70. Currently right now, we've got sunny skies and 43 in Arnold, and it is 42 in Stephensville. Time for some feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, you're at your house, and you're waiting for your pizza to be delivered, and all of a sudden you come outside to pick up your pizza, and there's a police officer there warning you not to take another step. Why?
Stop, no, no, stop, no, no, stop. No, no. There's an alligator underneath that car right there. Maybe go around the back.
I'm a little scared.
No, as long as it stays under the car, you can go around the back.
Would you want to do it, officer?
Ma'am, get back over there. There's an alligator right under your car.
That's a croc.
Get in the house.
My pizza.
I'll take it to the back door. Here's your pizza.
He wasn't worried about the alligator. She wanted her damn pie.
Her pizza. Guaranteed 5 minutes or less. Whatever it is.
That the police have to go through sometimes is just amazing. Almost as amazing as Mad Maxine frothing at the mouth in her usual rabid fashion.
What does Trump expect? Oh, I believe he expects violence. I believe he expects confrontation. I believe he's working toward a civil war.
Yes. Okay.
He's broken the Democrats, folks.
Yes.
They don't talk ideas or solutions. All they do is spew venom, vitriol, and just rantings of a nonsensical lunatic mind. That's the best I can describe her.
I believe he wants to invade Mars.
Yes. All right. He wants to colonize Mars and send all the black people there.
I believe.
That'll be the next thing. Unreal. George Soros has funneled nearly $8 million to radical leftist organizations coordinating protests against Elon Musk and Tesla vehicles across America. And the Open Society Foundation, Soros' primary funding vehicle, has channeled $8 million. They claim they don't direct, coordinate, or dictate strategies or activities, but they're certainly funding it.
Yeah.
This is also Musk identified five specific Act Blue funded organizations: Troublemakers, Disruption Project, Rise and Resist, Indivisible Project, and the Democrats Socialists of America. That's who's behind this, folks. These are organized. These are not grassroots. So when you see them protesting outside the Tesla dealership on Reisterstown Road in Pikesville, these are not your average grassroots Baltimore area residents. They're all paid protesters.
This is the Indivisible Project?
The Indivisible Project.
Which means
one of many.
That's all about prime numbers then?
Yeah, apparently.
They're indivisible?
They should be taken out and... and beaten with sticks.
17 is an indivisible number.
Yeah. Catholic Charities. A formal complaint has been lodged against them over at the DOJ. They've been accused of organizing, violating the RICO Act through their alleged involvement in facilitating illegal immigration. It's about time. We've been telling you for years about Catholic Charities, about Lutheran Immigration Services, and associated Jewish charities as well. But Catholic Charities has been referred to the DOJ. And for what? Sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking. It's all part of what comes across our southern border. In addition to that, stories like this: an illegal from Guatemala has now been charged with the violent murder of his two-month-old daughter here in the good old U.S. of A. That's in Nassau County, according to police there in New York. And also, ICE arrested and removed a convicted killer from Mexico who was running free in the United States after he stabbed a man to death and then burned his body during the Biden administration. ICE finally caught up to Manuel Tellez, 48-year-old Mexican citizen. So all of these groups that are telling you no one is an illegal. There's no human being is illegal. Just think about how much blood they have on their hands. How many of these innocent women and children have been raped? rape, the rape trees, the murders, the Jocelyn Nongares, the Kayla Hamilton, the Rachel Morins of the world.
Yeah.
Again, Catholic Charities can tell you that they are trying to do good, but while trying to do good, they're bringing in a lot of bad hombres, and this is what results in it. And I'm hoping someday Pam Bondi's Justice Department will bring some charges.
Take a look at it and see what can be done. Of course, one step at a time. She has other things on her list right now.
Yeah, she's. I'm guessing the she's got a stack of stuff there.
I'm still waiting for the Epstein stuff.
Well, don't hold your breath. I'm telling you right now. The best of the morning drive available each and every day. WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Ellie, coming up in around 15 minutes right after the 9 o'clock news. Kimberly Plasek. Kim Plasek Live comes in from 9 till noon.
By the way, yesterday, 2:30 in the afternoon, broad daylight, Wilkins precinct, a Baltimore County police officer was shot by a man who spoke with desk officers before walking outside the side of the building where he engaged officers in further conversation, then turned, brandished a firearm, and shot at the officers. They returned fire. Here is Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough.
Our men and women, they put their lives on the line every day when they come to work. As police officers, you know, we have a dangerous job. We know that it's dangerous, but we also have to be careful at all times.
Now, they say that it was premeditated.
Yes.
But it didn't say that it was targeted.
No, he says it's targeted. That's there. He described what happened.
He, at that time, fired several shots at that officer. Keep in mind, it was at shift change. There were two other officers in the parking lot, including our officer who was shot, who at that time removed their handguns and began firing at the suspect, and he fired back.
And here he describes the suspect that fired the shots.
He has a limited criminal record. That's all I could say at this time. It was very clear that this was premeditated. We continue to investigate this and look into it even further to find out exactly what motivated this individual to do what they did today.
Yeah, and
no names. No names.
No names. That's my question.
Yeah,
we do not know the name of the officer.
Yes, sir.
6-year veteran, by the way, who is resting. He's stable after surgery, so he looks like he's going to be fine. But no names of the officer, and no names of the suspect. And we're now being told he has a limited criminal record. Why don't we have the name of the suspect? Why don't we have his entire criminal record, whether it's limited or not?
Fair questions.
Yeah. And hey. ones that he could certainly answer.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's being kept from the public at this time.
Nobody's a juvenile.
Unless there's somebody else that they suspect might be part of this.
I see. Yeah, that's possible.
So that's the only thing I can think of.
After an incredibly long work week for Chuck Whitaker, I think he was on the air with us, 2 days this week, I think?
He was here working, feeding me the traffic information.
Yeah.
I do have to vouch for him.
Oh, I see.
You know, I have to be fair. He was working. He just wasn't on the air.
Didn't want to interact with us.
Right.
And I don't want to interact with you either, so just get to it.
Not to mention the thousands of barter deals that were cut during that.
I know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
During this week.
Sure.
8:53, traffic weather on to threes. Once again, Barter Johnson.
This is what it sounded like. Dunkin' Donuts. I want you to make all the necessary inquiries. That's what I sound like. You heard me, Sean.
I did.
I sounded just wonderful. I sound like Mr. Haney on Green Acres. Oh, it was bad.
I-97 still a little bit slow. 50 westbound out of Parole. This one area where you make the turn north onto I-97. That's where the wreck was earlier, and the state police might still be there because the ramp is still a little bit slow. But everybody's south from Route 32 now is pretty much back to speed. And then you're on to 50 eastbound, headed over through that area at Roe Boulevard and over to the Severn River Bridge. Some slowing on the Beltway, nothing major. Both the tunnels have been clear all morning long. That construction area, even through the mid-morning, midday, will be a problem. Northbound I-95, 76-mile marker for the traffic in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your WCBF Mother Channel forecast. It's going to be a sunny day today and about 57 for the high. Tomorrow we get some fog in the morning. Mild day, low of about, or high in the low 60s, I should say. And then for Sunday, showers and storms return to the area. With a high near 70. And right now we are 43 degrees and some clouds in Annapolis and partly cloudy and 41 in Hartfield. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
Great. I heard you talking about the police-involved shooting there. From my understanding, this is just what I found out this morning, they're not going to release any information because now the inspector general has to go through everything. That's what I understood from an interview I heard this morning.
You mean the attorney general?
Well, apparently now there's a rule where the inspector general also has to get involved.
I see.
Yeah. So the
inspector general
of
what department?
I don't know. Yeah. There was like a whole situation in an interview this morning.
There's a special office, the attorney general's office, that has to investigate all police-involved shooting. That's what you're talking about?
No, but that's always been the case.
Right, but they've released names of suspects before.
Right, but I heard that there's now another obstacle. So I don't know if it's true, but I'm just saying that might be why. But like you said, it is very odd that we haven't received any information.
Why I think it was targeted. He walks in, he talks to the officers at the desk.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, he didn't see the officer or an officer that I think he was looking for. Turns around, walks outside, goes by a group of officers. Then I think he recognizes.
He spots somebody who was the officer who was filling his
car. And then he turns and starts shooting. So I think that's when he found the officer he was looking for because it was shift change. And maybe that's the reason why he wasn't inside. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds an awful lot to me like a personal dispute on one level
or
another.
It could be.
You know.
Like you said, they had a limited criminal history, so it sounds like somebody that's not back and forth in the system. So, I don't know. I think it does sound personal as well. But, I mean, he's still alive, right? So they're going to get some kind of answers. But you're right. It is strange that we have nothing. And it's been at least, 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah.
So
we'll
talk about that. Also, Tiger Woods has a new girlfriend. Did you guys see
that?
No. Very nice.
You know who she is.
Who?
Oh, my gosh. I got the gossip. Okay, so they've been
dating. Always have the gossip. You had the gossip on Kimberly Guilfoyle even before she had the gossip.
You should have seen the hand motion here.
I know. I'm a girl.
I got the gossip.
I do. But they've been dating apparently for about a year. Do you know who it is?
No.
Don Jr.'s ex, Vanessa.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So Vanessa Trump, Tiger Woods have been dating for about a year now, and apparently it's getting very serious.
Uh-huh. How is she at golfing?
So I don't know how she is, but the daughter's great, right, Kai Trump?
Yes. She got a scholarship to a school in Florida, I think, Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
right?
Yeah,
so...
Well, I'm a little concerned that if she picks up an iron or a wood...
Oh, that's right.
That she knows what to do with it.
That's what threw his windshield before, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking here.
Well, hopefully he's settled down by now, and all that's in the past. That's what I'm hoping. But, of course, we also have news in Annapolis to talk about another crazy bill that was introduced that puts predators near schools and children, and landlords can't do anything about it. No. So we're going to talk about that as well.
Very good. Coming up next, Kim Klasick Live right after the 9 o'clock news. Right now, it's over at the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Michael has been doing this for over 40 years. What has he been doing? Well, he puts your recovery priority number one when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And look, I've known Michael for all this time, and his beautiful wife Marcia, and his Stephen and Friedman is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And Rachel Alper Friedman, she's a great litigator. They got a really good personal injury law firm, so good that every year they're named one of the top 10 here in Maryland. So not many firms do this, but they do it at Michael's firm. Everything, they take care of everything from A to Z, from diminution of value if you're your car has been totaled, to finding a doctor if you don't have one, to advancing medical costs if need be, and to dealing with the insurance companies. And look, a lot of times these cases end in settlements, but they're ready and willing and able to litigate them if necessary. So just remember the name, and hopefully you never, ever have the need for them, but they're there in case you do. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com. That's going to do it for us this week. Yeah. We're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next. And until Monday morning, God bless our troops. God bless America.
Have a good weekend. See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.